This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He's in Afghanistan taking aim at Pakistan. Defense Secretary Panetta upset over safe havens for al-Qaeda militants. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
That's right. He says America's patience is running out with Pakistan for failing to tackle terrorists from the Haqqani network. They are blamed for attacks such as this one last year. U.S. Embassy and NATO headquarters in Kabul. Secretary Leon Panetta speaking today in Afghanistan, saying Haqqani fighters enjoy a safe haven in Pakistan, referring to North Waziristan, where a drone strike this week killed al-Qaeda's presumed number two. Dave?
Alistair, activists in Syria claim there's been another civilian massacre. The regime denies that, but claims terrorists killed nine women and children outside Hama. Secretary of State Clinton's reaction?
The regime-sponsored violence that we witnessed again in Hama yesterday is simply unconscionable.
And we're getting word out of Iraq that Saddam Hussein's personal secretary has been executed. How's the economy? The head of the Fed will update Congress this morning. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, it's unclear what Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will tell members of the Joint Economic Committee. Lawmakers will be most interested in whether he will recommend anything new to help the economy. And high on that list of possible action, another round of what's known as quantitative easing, the Fed buying bonds to try to keep interest rates low and to encourage borrowing and spending. Hope that Bernanke will offer something today or in the near future, fueled a rally on Wall Street yesterday.
Rich, President Obama has his hand out west.
It's still about hope and change.
Raising money in celebrity-filled events in California. He'll have a fundraising breakfast this morning, then a speech later in Las Vegas. The president collected $60 million last month for his campaign and for Democrats. Mitt Romney, his rival, was out fundraising in Texas. Today, the Republican will rally in St. Louis. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
You go to the bank. The identity thief does too. Except he's setting up a checking account in your name. Two lives. The difference? The thief is dedicated to ruining yours. That's why you need to call 1-800-786-1884 and get LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Call 1-800-786-1884 to get peace of mind. After all, LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Call 1-800-786-1884 to get a risk-free 60-day trial of LifeLock Ultimate. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Use promo code Enroll60. Check LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-786-1884 for LifeLock Ultimate. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Howdy, I'm Ronnie White, and I've been a custom home builder in the Brazos Valley for 24 years. In all my years of building homes and contracting, I have used many different roofers in the past. I chose to go with Schulte Roofing for lots of reasons. One, Schulte provides me with many different kinds of roof choices to offer my customers. They are sort of a one-stop shop for roofs and roofing materials. Second, I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on the job when they say they will, to finish on time, which helps me with my schedule. When Schulte gives you a price, they stick to it. I can count on Schulte Roofing to be on budget and to provide great follow-up service. Any problems we have had, Schulte responded fast and fixed it quickly, even when they were not responsible. Schulte Roofing lives up to my expectations and then some. They provide me and my customers with the best product, best value, and best service. I highly recommend Schulte Roofing to all my customers and friends for any and all roofing needs. Give David at Schulte Roofing a call at 1-800-367-7663 or visit his website at schulteroofing.com.
Homeowners, the search for a capable, easy-to-use tractor is finally over. The John Deere 1 Series Subcompact Tractor is here at Sioux Falls Prater. With tons of attachments that are snap to take on and off, you can do more with less hassle. And with 0% financing for 60 months, you can bring a John Deere 1 Series home for less than you think. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you, and remember to vote for Sioux Falls Prater in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 731-12, finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Zwirneman Flooring, Hargrove Insurance, and Subway. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses who sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement.
Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-681-5921. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-681-5921. That's 1-800-681-5921. 1-800-681-5921.
Amish Furniture for Generations is moving and must reduce their inventory right away. That's right. Amish Furniture is moving locations, and they want to reduce their inventory now, which means huge savings for you. Save up to 50% on select items on the floor. Up to 50%. You'll never find deals like this again. So for best selections, hurry into Amish Furniture today. Find the perfect piece for your dining room, bedroom, family room, or office. Experience the quality and beauty of solid wood furniture that'll give you years of enjoyment. These beautiful pieces are handcrafted and made with special attention to all the details that transform furniture into heirlooms. Amish Furniture is moving and must reduce their inventory, but you must hurry. All items on the floor and all at prices unheard of today. Amish Furniture for Generations. Right now located on East 29th Street in the Carter Creek Shopping Center next to Tuesday Morning. Amish Furniture for Generations, furniture that lasts for generations to come.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
WTAW News Time, 608, 70 degrees right now at the studios. 50% chance of showers today. We got some rain just to the north of us. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The news brought to you by MSC Opus, celebrating its 40th anniversary season with Carol Burnett, Ray Benson, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, and much more. Go to mscopus.org. The day after Governor Rick Perry announced he wants state agencies to draft future budgets with 10% less money, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he doesn't know where those cuts will come from.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Steve Ogden has said. I think we probably cut about as much as we can. But it could happen. It depends on what the revenues are. There's not going to be any new taxes. That's my estimation.
Rainey was in Austin earlier this week observing the Ways and Means Committee, which was being asked to make changes in the state's business tax franchise tax, which he supports. Next week, he'll participate in a meeting of the House Higher Education Committee. College Station City Council has accepted the report of an advisory committee charged with recommending changes to the city charter. Wednesday's vote also calls for two public hearings next month before council takes final action to put 8 proposed changes on the general election ballot in November. The chair of the advisory committee, former Mayor Lynn McElhaney, offered to host informational meetings between now and Election Day.
It's going to be very difficult in the November election. It's going to be the first time that really that the city council is going to be up for election and on that ballot. It's going to be a presidential election. There's going to be an awful lot of information headed towards the citizens in November. And we would like to just let the council know that we are available to help educate.
Council made no changes Wednesday to the recommendations, though that could happen when they're reviewed July 12th and 26th. A Bryan man is headed to prison for 45 years after selling cocaine to undercover officers in a drug-free zone 2.5 years ago. It took a Brazos County jury 27 minutes this week to convict 35-year-old Torek McMurray, then another 2 hours to recommend the punishment. Prosecutors had sought 50 years. The defense asked for 10 to 20 years, and the maximum sentence was life. McMurray was convicted of making the drug deal across the street from the Bulldogs and Butterflies Child Care Center in North College Station. For the second straight day, a crash involving a semi closed a well-traveled highway. Christine Labertu of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says FM 50 was closed for more than 4 hours Wednesday morning after a tanker truck rolled south of the grass farm near the Washington County line.
Two subjects were transported to the hospital in Bryan with minor injuries. The truck was hauling dry flour, and FM 50 was shut down until around 10:30 a.m.
The names of the two who were hurt were not available. The Department of Public Safety continues to investigate that accident. And for 19 years, the Bryan Rotary Club has recognized the fastest-growing small businesses in Brazos County. At Wednesday's Newman 10 Awards Luncheon, Event Chair Reba Ragsdale reminded the audience of the impact small businesses have locally.
Did you know that in the Bryan College Station area, about 64% of those employed work for companies defined as small business? That compares to about 49% for the state of Texas and around 53% for the United States. The small business impact on employment for our community is more than 15 percentage points greater than the state and 12% percentage points greater than the nation.
Honored as the fastest-growing small business in the area with a sales growth the last 3 years of 181% was Freeze Financial Services. The entire list and more comments from the luncheon are on our website with this story at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 612, 70 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by MSC Opus. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
MSC Opus shines with the celebratory 40th anniversary season. Don't miss Carol Burnett, The Midtown Men, Martha Graham Dance, Broadway's Catch Me If You Can, The Women of Ireland, The Nights with Woman, Hooray for Hollywood, the world premiere of Neil Berg's The Phantoms of the Opera, and this season's special event, Celtic Woman, a Christmas celebration. Order your tickets now at mscopus.org or call 845-1234. Opus Season 40. Shine on.
There's a tractor that redefines comfort and versatility. The John Deere 1 Series Subcompact Tractor from Sufal Prater. With features like deluxe padded, adjustable seats, and effortless transmissions, as well as countless attachments and even more capabilities, it may just redefine subcompact altogether. Hurry in for 0% financing for 60 months on your John Deere 1 Series tractor. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you, and remember to vote for Sufal Prater in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 731-12, finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on heart muscle, increase strength and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Get to Complete Nutrition for the best products at the best prices.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Over the next few days, a little bit of rain may fall, and we certainly could use it. We've got some sun in the forecast for today. A few clouds as well, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm by late this afternoon, a high in the mid to upper 80s today. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Mixture of clouds and sun developing tomorrow, the chance for shower or thunderstorm, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Clouds, showers, and thunderstorms Saturday, high Saturday in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It was kind of a tough day on the opening day of the NCAA Track and Field Championships for the three-time defending champion Aggies. We'll talk about that, but there's a lot of track and field to run. A&M Consolidated Tigers still getting ready for their big date tomorrow with Corpus Christi Carroll in the state semifinal. And the Brazos Valley Bombers won 4 in a row. They won their home opener last night. And the San Antonio Spurs, they're done. Thunder, move on. All that and more coming up in sports.
Once again, the NBA celebrating as a larger television market has a seat.
Yeah.
No smaller one.
Yeah.
But that's all right. They got that Kevin Durant boy.
That Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
He played.
People tend to watch him.
Yeah, he had a cup of coffee in Austin, didn't he?
Before he was there for a little
He played one game in College Station.
Yeah. That's true, he did. Yeah, he did. Played a great game in Austin against the Aggies, too.
Just stretching it out now, making a little money. And
a little money.
Yeah. Yeah. Some pocket change.
So now then we got Boston and somebody else. Miami.
And Miami. Okay.
Oh, that'd be great.
Boston, I guess, could do it.
Yeah, Boston's going to win that.
Yeah, they've got the heart.
They do.
They do. They have the heart.
Listen to us talking in.
B.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A.
A. So let's go to our favorite state for fun.
Florida.
That's it. Police officer in Florida. Already charged with stealing drugs. Mm. In trouble once again. Mm. Now, the source on this, and quite often the source on stories out of the Sunshine State, is the New York Post. So maybe they have a correspondent down there whose job is just to peruse the stories.
Yeah, he's 84.
See what you can find.
Yeah,
right.
Plays a lot of shuffleboard.
That's right. He's on retainer.
As soon as he gets that, as soon as he starts to understand that D-mail or whatever it's called, send that stuff up to him.
His name's Hyman Finkelstein.
That's it. Anyway, he's accused now of ripping off his ankle monitor while out on bail. The prosecutors say one Brent Woodall caught at the Cheetah Gentlemen's Club in Pompano Beach taken into custody. Well, now, if he's taken off his ankle monitor, how did they know which one of the gentlemen's clubs he was in?
You've got a point.
I don't know. I'm thinking there might be more than one in Pompano Beach, just saying.
Maybe it was in the parking lot.
It could have been.
We got a lot of info.
Mason!
You'd hate to think he went to the trouble of ripping that thing off and then couldn't even get into the gentleman's club.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Needs to move faster next time.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. Now, you can get a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, enter to win the $15,000 Castrol Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes. Thought your garage was pretty sweet? Well, wait until you see it totally pimped out. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit CastrolUltimateGarage.com for program rules and to enter.
Well, to answer your question, the number would be 7.
7?
Yeah.
Really? They have like a is that on the Chamber of Commerce's website?
It is.
Pompano Beach?
You just have to go to the yellowpages.com, actually. You'll find the booby trap, the cheetah, the Playmates Lounge, the Rec Room, Diamond Dolls, and the Centerfolds Cabaret, all right there. Yeah. So there.
There they are.
Lined
up.
We'd have to get that Chamber of Commerce directory out and see if that happens to be maybe a category.
When were they going
to
have a ribbon cutting there?
Yeah, there you go. 617, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
7th of June it is. Happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today, because you are the most important.
And because today is also National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
Ooh.
If you like a little chocolate ice cream, today's the day.
There you go.
Also, I don't know how much longer we'll be celebrating this, but today is VCR day.
So God, what?
Who still has one?
Yeah. Pile up your VCR.
I'm not sure. There you go. Got that. Okay.
Actually, I do have one. I bought one of those TVs with a built-in VCR.
Oh.
Still got that sucker.
Twice the chances of something to go wrong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It still eats up your tape.
Perfect.
You know? Yeah,
just
there you
perfect.
Go. Birthdays today. Singer Tom Jones. And I'll tell you what, this guy, I saw him on that Queen's Jubilee celebration just the other day. He looks 72, which he is today, but this guy still got the voice. His voice hadn't changed a bit. No. I mean, it's still...
He let his hair go, didn't he? I mean, he's not coloring it anymore.
It's all white, and so is the beard and all of that. But, I mean, I heard him sing, and he sounds just like he did on the album 35 years ago, whatever it was. So, anyway, he's 72 years old today. Prince, guess how old Prince is? You probably know.
Prince, I'm going to say, is probably, he's probably right about 50.
He's 54.
Wow, okay.
54 years old. How about that? Allen Iverson, the Boy Scout basketball star.
Practice?
Look.
Yeah, there you go.
He's a long, that's a long list of Boy Scouts in the NBA, but yeah, you're true, right.
But he's one of them.
He happens to be the one today.
Practice?
Practice?
He's 37 years old today. Michael Cera, Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's also in the movie Juno and Superbad. He's 24 years old.
Pretty much plays the same character in everything he's in.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's...
And again, when he starts growing a beard, he's going to have a problem because, you know, then they'll...
Because how old is he?
24.
Yeah, he still sounds like he's 12.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there you go. Liam Neeson, the actor, turned 60 years old today.
Now, in my little list of birthdays here, so, of course, then we have... They put something that will allow pop culture fans to know who Liam Neeson might be.
Okay? Right.
Battleship. Is what they put in there.
Well, that's what's on the screen. Yeah, that's what's on the screen right now.
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah. He's done some other movies.
My list maker was a little more cerebral than that. He did put Schindler's List in there.
Yeah, so. But no, it's Battleship.
Yeah, Battleship. That's all he said.
Schindler's List is a good makeout movie.
Just ask Jerry Seinfeld.
Just ask Jerry. From the world of tennis, Anna
Kournikova,
31 years old today. And Carl Urban is an actor. I don't know why I said him. He's 40 years old. Jenny Jones, the talk show host, turned 66 years old today. And Ken Osmond, Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Turns 69 years old today. And from Saturday Night Live, comedian Bill Hader is 34 years old today. And that's all I got.
Well, you missed Mankind, the one and only Mick Foley. He's 47 today.
That's right, he's a wrestler, boy.
Yeah, he is. And a happy birthday to Tracy Adams. Is 54 today. She's appeared in 290 training films.
Oh, there you
she's
go.
She's how old?
She'd be 54.
Well,
among those, of course, the Wild Wild Chest.
That's one of her films?
It is.
She's 54.
We're going to go down the repertoire, huh?
Dr. Hooters.
Of course.
No, there's some we couldn't even say.
That's right. That's named after a popular restaurant.
It is. And
yeah.
This one had to be fun. Bimbo cheerleaders from outer space. Bimbo cheerleaders.
And yet somehow it escaped even the Golden Globes.
It did. And
that's the name of another movie.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Organized labor didn't anticipate in this race that A. Walker's reforms would work as well. He has now saved the state over $1 billion. He took it from a $3.6 billion budget deficit to a $150 million surplus. They didn't think that Walker's reforms would be popular, but yet 55% of voters said that they favor limiting collective bargaining. Why? Because they're the people that end up having to pay for it all. And most citizens in Wisconsin understood that the state was being bankrupted because of the extraordinarily generous pensions that public employees' unions have secured over the years, which is why they keep donating money and giving money to the Democrats, because the Democrats allow the system to keep going.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelley!
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop. Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Being the best at something means that you do it better than everyone else. At Century 21 Bill, we list and sell more homes and real estate in the Brazos Valley than any other agency. As a Century 21 agent, I'm committed to your success. Hi, I'm Jamie Batten, the BCS Real Estate Guy. Buying and selling real estate can be very exciting, yet tedious. I'm eager and ready to help you with your every real estate need. So visit my website at bcsrealestateguy.com or call 979-776-SOLD. That's 979-776-SOLD. 776 sold.
LinkedIn is linked out. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursillo. If you have a LinkedIn account, listen up. A security breach rocked the social network, wiping out some encrypted passwords. That means criminals can break into your accounts. Hacked passwords were first posted to a Russian forum. Members will have their passwords deactivated, but you should receive instructions via email on how to reset. Radiation from CT scans boosts children's risk of developing leukemia, head and neck cancer. A new study says kids who received about 3 head scans were 3 times as likely to develop brain cancer, but the study emphasizes that the overall likelihood of getting the cancers remained very small, and the benefits of the scans that look for brain injuries outweigh the risks. Can Wall Street add to yesterday's rally? It'll be a tough day to follow the best one-day gains of the year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 286 points to close at 12,414. Right now, the futures are all mixed. I'm Jen Ursillo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of TradingAdvantage.com. You've probably seen me being interviewed on CNBC, Bloomberg, or Fox TV. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques in my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail, call 800-827-0407, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-827-0407. That's 800-827-0407.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Why do you buy from Team Auto?
I'm Dr. David Dudica. I've been buying my vehicles from Mike for the last 5 years. He's been real honest and straightforward. As a matter of fact, all my kids even buy their vehicles from him now. So I'd recommend him for all your vehicle needs.
With a lineup of 8 domestic product lines, Team Auto is unlike any other car buying experience.
With this kind of selection, there's no reason not to join our team. Only 11.7 miles south of high prices.
Team Auto, where relationships matter.
At Blue Baker, artisan bakers craft remarkably flavorful bread using time-honored techniques. It's a gradual, natural process that takes 3 days and makes Blue Baker sandwiches, pastries, and stone oven pizza so special. Taste the difference 3 days make at Blue Baker, Dominic Drive or University Drive. And be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Brazos Valley's best sandwiches. Blue Baker.
Hey, good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 627. It's brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. 50-50 chance of showers today with a high of about 90 degrees out there. Tonight, a 60% chance of heavy rain. And Friday, we've got the same thing, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. And then 71 for our high temperature on Friday night. About 90 for a high on Saturday and Sunday. Back up to 95 on Monday as far as the rain is concerned. It's all to the north of us and northwest, but it is moving this way, so keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best. Right now, humidity 79%. Feels nice out there because the winds are from the northeast at 5 miles an hour, and it's 72.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
When you understand that people care much more about themselves than they do about you, you can be much more persuasive. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. Now, you can get a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for just $20.99. Plus, enter to win the $15,000 Castrol Ultimate Garage Sweepstakes. Thought your garage was pretty sweet? Well, wait until you see it totally pimped out. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Visit CastrolUltimateGarage.com for program rules and to enter.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Whether you're trying to get your kids to brush their teeth or sell somebody on a multi-million dollar project, there is one important fact about communication.
The people you're trying to communicate with, to sell to, or to convince, they don't really care about you until they understand what's in it for them.
Mark Magnacca, author of the book, So What?
If you recognize that one cold hard fact and you really know what to do about it, you can make more money, you can achieve more success, regardless of the economic cycle.
So for example, on a job interview when you're talking about yourself, phrase what you have to say in terms of how your abilities can help the employer. Explain what's in it for them.
And even talking to your kids about why they need to do their homework, the ability to thread it back to something that actually matters to them is what motivates people to act, understanding their own self-interest and why they should care.
Of course, in figuring that out, you may find they don't really care. A good example of that was the AT&T picture phone introduced in 1963.
AT&T spent $3 billion. And what they found by 1973, as they had tried to promote this thing and get people to use it, was one simple fact. People don't care enough to look at each other on the telephone to pay the premium that it costs.
You can link to Mark's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 70 degrees right now at the studios. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast for today as we head toward a high of about 90 degrees. Some shower activity off to our north. We'll take a look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast coming up after this news update brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. College Station voters are another step closer to voting on 8 proposed changes to the city charter. City Council voted Wednesday to accept the report from a review committee chaired by former Mayor Lynn McElhaney. She says the committee is available to meet with voters between now and the November general election to explain how they arrived at their recommendations.
The state requires you to have things on the ballot a certain way. And so I think that was the commissioner's concern, was the more people that are available to meet with the public and let them know now and even closer in November, then hopefully that our citizens will understand why this is on the ballot.
The council's meetings on July 12th and 26th will include public hearings before taking a final vote. Council made no changes Wednesday to the committee's 29-page report. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan will be in Austin next week participating in a meeting of the House Higher Education Committee. This week he was watching the Ways and Means Committee being asked to make changes in the state's business franchise tax.
There are some industries that are categorized incorrectly and therefore had tremendous tax that was due, and they want to get those categorizations correct because it's all by SIC code.
Rainey says the growth in Texas businesses will offset any marginal loss of revenue by the reclassification. The Paycheck Fairness Act didn't survive the Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate, and one Central Texas congressman says he knows why it never had a chance.
Republican Congressman John Carter from Round Rock says the measure really wasn't about equal pay for women.
This is a political ploy that you're going to see used over and over and over by the Democrats because they're about driving wedges this year. This is where they are. Drive wedges between everybody.
Carter says he's in favor of equal pay for women, but he adds that there was never a need for a new law. He says if the laws currently on the books were enforced, there would be no issue. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
A Brazos County District Court jury spent only 27 minutes convicting and 2 hours punishing a Bryan man for selling cocaine in a drug-free zone. 35-year-old Torek McMurray was sentenced to 45 years for the crime that took place in January 2010. Undercover officers were involved in the transaction that took place in North College Station, across the street from the Bulldogs and Butterflies Child Care Center. The possible sentence was 10 years to life. The defense asked for 10 to 20 years, and prosecutors wanted a 50-year term.
Federal prosecutors want former Texas tycoon and convicted fraudster Alan Stanford to be sentenced to 230 years in prison. That's the maximum he can get for bilking investors out of more than $7 billion in a massive Ponzi scheme. Prosecutors made the request to a federal judge in Houston in a court motion filed Wednesday. Judge David Hittner is set to sentence Stanford on June 14th. A jury in March convicted the 62-year-old Stanford on 13 of 14 fraud-related counts for orchestrating a 20-year scheme that took billions through the sale of certificates of deposit from his Caribbean bank. A Wednesday morning wreck between Snook and Independence closed FM 50 for more than 4 hours.
The Burleson County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call of a tanker truck that had rolled off the roadway on FM 50 just south of the Grass Farm in Burleson County. All available Burleson County units responded to the scene and were being assisted by the Washington County deputies as well.
Christine Liebertu of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says two people sustained minor injuries and were taken to St. Joseph and Bryan. And small businesses in Brazos County had their annual recognition Wednesday. The Newman 10 Awards honors the 10 fastest growing companies for over the last 3 years. Bryan Rotary Club created the event in 1994. Event chair Reba Ragsdale reminded the audience what small businesses mean to the local economy.
Did you know that in the Bryan College Station area, approximately 60% of our annual sales are generated by companies defined as small business? That compares to about 37% for the state of Texas and about 41% for the U.S. The small business impact on sales for our community is more than 23 percentage points greater than the state and 19 percentage points greater than the nation.
A Lifetime Business Achievement Award was presented to KBTX, while Kalen Biotherapeutics won the Rising Star Award. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to see the entire list of winners, plus hear comments from the awards luncheon. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 70 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. More news coming up at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Have you ever wanted to be on the cover of a magazine? Brazos Valley Bride is holding an open online casting call for our online and print publications. Guys and girls age 18 and older are invited to submit their information online at brazosvalleybride.com.
It's here, the tractor that can change the way you do yard work. It's the John Deere 1 Series Subcompact Tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. It helps you mow, load, dig, plow, and a whole lot more with a lot less effort and in less time. So you can get more done than ever before. Plus, get it done with 0% financing for 60 months. Stop in today to get your own John Deere 1 Series. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you. And remember to vote for Sioux Falls Prater in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 731-12, finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Are you struggling with severe obesity or suffering with obese-related health conditions? Don't wait any longer. Pick up the phone and call the specialist in bariatric surgery, Dr. John Mason and Dr. Brian Parent at Brazos Bariatrics. Dr. Mason and Dr. Parent are the ones you want to consult with regarding the lap band, Stomafix, gastric sleeve, and gastric bypass. Their successes are many. Just ask me, Mary Mike Hatcher. Call Brazos Bariatrics today and register for a free weight loss seminar. Brazos Bariatrics, 774-3232.
All day, every day, Denny's and Bryant has three famous Grand Slams for only $2.99. Two pancakes, two eggs, two sausage, two bacon, only $2.99. Get the Denny's Classic Burger, fries, and a drink for only $5 from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. 7 days a week. Denny's and Bryant, Grand Slam all day, every day for $2.99 and the $5 Classic Burger Meal from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Denny's and Bryant, north on the bypass to the FM 2018 exit at the gas truck stop, where you'll find Bud and Bud Light in the 18-pack for only $13.99 through the month of June.
Hey, it's 638 Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will continue to produce warm temperatures across the region for today. A mixture of clouds and sun, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, 70 to 75. Occasional sun tomorrow, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Clouding up with showers and thunderstorms Saturday, highs will be very close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
The Major League Draft wrapped up yesterday, and a few more Aggies were drafted. Doesn't mean that they're going to go pro. They could come back to play for Texas A&M. We'll talk about who they are. NCAA track and field, day two will be today. The Aggies hope to do better than they did yesterday. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
So I'm not one to embrace pop culture very much. Apparently there was some sort of question as to who should host the CMT Awards, as to whether or not it should be Kristen Bell or Toby Keith. Okay. All right.
Okay. Kristen Bell, she's an actress, right?
Okay, whatever. Yeah. So
a lot better looking than Toby Keith.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Apparently they began the show with taped greetings from President Barack Obama and Mitt Romney discussing who should be the host/co-host of CMT. Missed that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
See, that's why I'm here, to make sure you know about the stuff.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know.
Thanks for keeping us caught up.
Yeah. Because if somebody asks, you know, I'll
know.
That's
right, yeah. It's, you know, it's getting to the point where for the president to have any friends, he's got to leave town. And he went to California to be with movie stars because, you know, that's always good. Go out there. Because I believe
that's In Touch America.
Yeah. The cut we had on Fox News at 6 o'clock was him speaking to them saying it's still about hope and change. Okay. Yeah, let's ask people who make, you know, $5 million per movie or more about hope and change, because they really hope it'll change. And if not, I know they want to have some people who don't have work to come live at their house, too, because they're just like that. Yeah, I like the idea, don't you? So you say that, and then today they are going to do something which really doesn't happen very often, and that is there is going to be a bipartisan news conference about security leaks when it comes to, oh, I don't know, raids that might kill terrorist leaders.
I was going to say the Casablanca security leaks.
The accelerating pace of such disclosures, the sensitivity of the matters in question, and the harm caused to our national security interests is alarming and unacceptable, said top Republicans and Democrats. So you got both sides over there saying, don't be pumping up your resume at the cost of our security, whoever you might be. And yeah, you might be on the end of Pennsylvania Avenue. So they are certainly sending some warning signals out when it comes to that. And then, of course, you got Bubba. Bubba just won't shut up, you know?
Yeah, he has gotten chatty lately, hasn't he?
He really has.
But what does he have? I mean, he has nothing to lose. You know?
He has nothing to lose and may have something to gain.
Exactly.
I mean, if you think about it, he'll go, yeah, we'll give that guy from Massachusetts 4 years. Then mama gets in there and I'm back in Talcott.
I'm in the big bed again.
Now looking for interns.
That's
exactly right. I'll have a limo to get me off the porch. Yeah.
And now mom will really have to travel.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. We'll know exactly where she is.
Exactly, because, you know, I got the media following her now.
Right. He has to be named ambassador to Brazil.
Something like that, yeah. Well, no, he may want to just change it from month to month.
Uh-huh.
I'll be a different ambassador every month.
That's right.
Go visit some other places.
I hear Thailand's nice. It's time to get
here. Exactly.
Because you know, Bubba's trimmed down, you know.
Yeah.
He's got his heart all fixed.
Sure, exactly.
He's raring to go.
Yeah, that reminds me of a... That reminds me of a joke.
Yeah?
Yeah. 82-year-old guy goes into the doctor for a physical. A few days later, the doctor saw him walking down the street. He's got this good-looking young lady with him. And again, he's 82 years old. So the doc says, how are you doing? He said, man, I am really doing great. I really, really am. I mean, I did what you said. You said get a hot mama and be cheerful. He said, no. I said, you've got a heart murmur. Be careful.
Yeah.
That's right. So he went to the hearing doctor.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right.
There.
No, anyway. Apparently he did not. So.
But, I mean, the former president is saying that the extension of the Bush tax cuts is exactly what we need. And that's
people,
really...
And people at the White House are going...
Wait a minute! We don't want to
Aren't
do
you
that.
Dead yet?
Yeah! Who gave you a microphone? And obviously the White House quickly responded that the president will not support an extension of the Bush tax cuts to upper-income U.S. Americans. So then they asked Bill to please go out and clarify what he meant. So he says, well, you know, in his clarifying remarks, he clarified by saying, and remember, he's already clarified that he didn't really mean to praise Mitt Romney that much
the week before. He's having to clarify another clarification.
Yeah, something like that. Yesterday, Krauthammer on Fox said, well, I think he's really now a bull in the china shop, and there's a lot of crockery that's already been destroyed.
That man has a way with words.
He does. He does. He said a reelection campaign is, in fact, a referendum on the president, unless there are questions about the challenger. And here's Clinton, the biggest surrogate, the most popular of all Democrats, saying that Romney meets the threshold of the presidency, which means the election should be, will be, a referendum on Obama and the record, and it is not a good one. Then there's Larry Summers. He's the former Treasury Secretary. He gets on TV and he starts talking about the real risk to this economy is on the side of slowdown, certainly not on the side of overheating. And we need to make sure that we don't take gasoline out of the tank right now. We need to keep the tax cuts.
That's a former president of Harvard saying that.
Yes. So, again, he's got to leave town to find anybody who thinks he's neat right now. It's not going well. Jeb Bush yesterday slammed the door, said, hell no, I'm not going to be the vice president, not going to be asked. He said we have a wealth of talent in the Republican Party. He'll pick somebody that will be capable to be president and to help him in the election.
No governor wants to be vice president. I don't care what Sarah Palin was four years ago.
Yeah.
No governor wants to be vice president because you don't go from being the chief executive of anything to being vice president.
No. And again...
That's a job for a senator.
That's right. That's something like that. I mean, again, good to have administrators up there in the top spot, but don't know about number two. And, you know, if you can be jocular and get along with your buddies in the Senate,
it'd
be a good thing.
Like the Veep.
Yeah. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. By the way.
Push back from a chair, raising my brows up. You know, where's that waitress? It's time, time for a cocktail.
Don't have the story in front of me. We may get around to this tomorrow.
The vice raises his eyebrows out; those stitches might come out.
Yeah, sure. But he does that a lot. He raises his eyebrows up, gets that grin. Looks kind of like the Joker. But
story yesterday. We'll see if we have time for it tomorrow. The vice president spends $1 million a year getting up and down from Delaware on the weekends.
Yeah. He doesn't take the train anymore?
Yep. Takes a chopper from the Naval Observatory, that's where he lives, over to the airport, the big old airport over at Andrews, so he can take Air Force Two all the way to Delaware.
Really?
Yeah.
How long a flight is that?
I don't know. They goes on Friday, and then sometimes he comes back and plays golf with the president on Saturday, and then goes back up to Delaware after that.
Does he play golf with the president, or does he just caddy for
him? Well, I'm not sure. And let's see. We'll find Dover, Delaware in here like we got time to do this. But anyhow, okay, we found Dover. Now let's see. How do we get to Washington, D.C.? Let's see how far they are. Oh, my gosh. That is 95 miles.
Whoa.
Nothing like getting a 707 or whatever he's flying. Get that thing all the way over to Dover. 95 miles. My thought is he probably could take Marine 2 and get there just about as fast.
But, yeah.
You know. It's choppy waters over Chesapeake Bay. You gotta have that helicopter on the ground. You need a jet for that. But anyhow,
it'd blow his hair.
It would.
Oh yeah,
and that could create problems.
Yeah, it could.
Because
then you need to vacuum up.
Well, yeah, but no. Uh-huh. If they blow loose, he's got staff to pick it up to reattach it.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs, in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2, bring your dog to the annual Dog Day at Producers. Protect your pet with the rabies vaccination, shampoo, and dip, all for just $10 each. There will be microchipping available, pet supplies, refreshments, and much more. Remember, though, it's dogs only, no cats allowed. Proceeds go to help kids at the Still Creek Ranch. Producers Dog Day, Saturday, June 9th from 8 a.m. till 2. Your dog's gonna love it. Producers, everything ag on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of Highway 21.
Your patio is a natural transition from indoors to outdoors. It's neither fully a landscape nor is it fully a living area. But one thing is for sure, it's definitely prime property. It's space that needs to be planted. Patio plants are important parts of the garden. I'll be back with details after this message. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is recognized as being the best regional gardening magazine in America. It's just $23.95 per year, but you can save even more by buying a big three-year subscription now, just $44.95. This is a very limited-time offer, so don't delay. Call. It's less than $15 per year for the magazine that features the finest garden writers in Texas writing about your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Every word of our magazine pertains to Texas. We're now in our 26th year. I personally will guarantee your satisfaction or I'll refund every penny. If you're already a subscriber, this is your chance to save the most. 3 years, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, new or renewal, only $44.95. Call today before the price goes up, 800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Patio plants are important in the garden. Every patio, for example, needs shade. If yours has no protection, consider a tree. Unlike permanent structures, shade trees change through the seasons. They shade in the summer, but their leaves can drop in the fall. That allows the warming sun to reach the patio surface in the winter. Best large trees for Texas include cedar elm, red oak, bur oak, chicopin oak, live oak, Chinese pistachio, and southern magnolia. If you're looking for shade in a smaller package, lean to crepe myrtles, large tree form hollies, wax myrtles, golden rain trees, and red buds. Ground covers perform special functions when they're used adjacent to patios. They're natural transitions from taller plants to turf grass, and their visual transitions from indoors into the landscape. The best sun ground covers include Asian jasmine, trailing junipers, purple winter creeper euonymus, and in smaller spaces, the various sedums. Use dwarf mondo grass or monkey grass, ajuga, or English ivy in shady spots, and I use a lot of purple winter creeper and Asian jasmine in my shade. Vines are also suited to patios since they can climb freely over the patio cover. Unless your patio top is sound enough to support the heavyweights like wisteria, Madame Galen trumpet creeper, and grapes, you're probably better off with more refined growers like coral honeysuckle, Carolina jessamine, and climbing antique roses. If you're looking for plants that can provide color on your patio, choose from moss rose, hybrid purslane, trailing lantanas, firebush, wax begonias, copper plants, dwarf zinnias and marigolds, coleus nympatiens, and caladiums. Oh, there's so many great plants. Angelonia is another one that's really come of age in recent years. Each of these will be showy for many months in partial sun, and each can be grown in the ground or in decorative pots. Don't overlook hanging gardens as well. Basically, any plant that at least attempts to cascade will fit in a basket. You can find little 4-inch hanging pots, giant 4-foot wire baskets, and everything in between. Whatever size you choose, be sure your patio can support it. Use stout anchors and remember to weigh the plant right after you water it, not when it's dry, as you determine the amount of support that you will need. I'm Neil Sperry. Crepe myrtles through history in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
It's Thursday morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, still the biggest and still voted the best in the Brazos Valley. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers won their fourth straight game and did it again with a comeback as they scored a run in the fourth, a run in the fifth, to beat the Acadiana Cane Cutters 4-3 in the home opener at the A&B ballpark last night. The now 4-1 Bombers will continue a four-game homestand as they again host the Cane Cutters tonight at 7:05. Last Last night, they trailed 3-0 after the top of the first, but took the lead in the fifth, and that's when pitching took over. No runs were scored in the final four innings, as Navasota native Tyler Epler got the win with 3 strikeouts and 1 walk in 7 innings of work. A&M's Nathan Sorensen got the save, going 2 innings. By the way, besides Sorensen, 2 other Aggies have now joined the Bombers, Brandon Wood and pitcher Rafael Pineda. Blake Alamon, Andrew Brown, and Mitchell Now have joined the Cane Cutters for Texas A&M. Speaking of baseball, the Major League Draft finished up yesterday, and a few more Aggies and potential future Aggies were drafted. They all have decisions to make, whether to return to A&M next year or sign a contract. One of those is infielder Mikey Reynolds, who was drafted by the New York Yankees in the 20th round. Pitcher Kyle Martin was taken by the White Sox in the 35th round, and pitcher Rafael Pineda by Cincinnati in the 40th round. Jacob House taken by Arizona in the 20th round, and Matt Yingle by Miami in the 24th. A few 2012 signees were drafted, including pitcher Eric Brooks in the 11th round by the Rangers, outfielder Danny Holtz by Cleveland in the 31st, pitcher Grayson Long by Seattle in the 39th round, pitcher A.J. Minter by Detroit in the 38th, infielder Corey Raley by Cleveland in the 33rd round, and outfielder Ryan Rand by Pittsburgh in the 34th round. Of course, the Aggies had 2 first-round picks back on Monday when Tyler Naquin went to Cleveland as the 15th overall pick, and pitcher Michael Wacha to St. Louis as the 19th overall pick. Here's Wacha.
Unbelievable feeling right now, and I think I'm still on a high right now, and it's definitely wasn't really expecting. I mean, I knew I would go like in between 15 and 25 picks, and you know, just going to the St. Louis Cardinals, which has just been an established program where they've have had ton of success. You know, I couldn't be any more pleased getting drafted by them.
Well, it was kind of a tough opening day on the track for the 3-time defending champion Aggies at the NCAA Nationals in Des Moines yesterday. In the only finals, Dalton Rowan finished 8th in the men's discus for 1 team point. Laura Asmiskas finished 11th and did not score. Both Aggie 4x100 teams did qualify for the finals as the women won their heat in 42.9 and the men were second in theirs at 39.08. But the Aggies had only one runner advance to the finals in the 100 or the 400 semifinals. Dion Lindor will run in the men's finals with a third place heat time of 45.19 in the 400. It was the last time to qualify. Even Prezel Hardy Jr. recorded a career best time of 10.11 in the 100 meters, but he placed 4th in the third heat and did not advance to the finals. Today, the Aggies have 3 throwers in the men's javelin, also Natasha Rogers in the women's 10,000 meters. There's also semifinal qualifying in the 200, the 110, and 100 hurdles, and the 3,000-meter steeplechase, all involving Aggies. And Kevin Durant poured in 34 points and grabbed 14 rebounds as Oklahoma City rallied to win Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals, 107-99 over the San Antonio Spurs, putting the Thunder in the NBA Finals for the first time. The Spurs had won 20 in a row before the collapse that saw them lose 4 straight, and their season is over. The New Jersey Devils prevented the LA Kings from celebrating their first Stanley Cup in 45 years. Last night, they won 3-1 in Los Angeles. Game 5 will be hosted by the Devils on Saturday. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more coming up the next hour. For Atkinson Toyota, this is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In need of affordable health insurance for you and your family?
Hi, I'm Brian Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Everyone realizes the importance of affordable health care, but most feel it's not feasible unless you work for a large company or government entity. That's simply not true, and I would like the opportunity to prove it to you.
Call Brian Brown of Brown & Company Insurance Services today for your free quote of affordable health insurance. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
This is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Hi, I'm Doug Johnson, and I know a little bit about the weather in the state of Texas, and I wanted a roof for my new home that was a dream home that my wife and I had planned for years that would go against the heat, be reflective, durable, and of course, these days, fire retardant. Well, we took the plans to the architect. He drew them up and said that there's no way in the world that a roofing contractor is going to do that roof. It's far too complicated. Then we met with Schulte Roofing. They were highly recommended, and I could not find one customer that was unhappy with all the things they had done, and after a brief meeting with the architect and examining the blueprints, they said, we can do it. I enjoyed their being out at the site every day. They were fun to work with. They were efficient, always on time, always very pleasant, and the roof turned out to be absolutely beautiful. So I am thrilled to be able to recommend to anyone Schulte Roofing for the best job ever. Call Schulte Roofing and ask about your job. 1-800-4-ROOF. That's 1-800.
Chance of showers, we can actually see some on the radar today. Up to the north and the northwest of us. We got a 50% chance of showers today with a high of 90. Winds are northeast right now. Feels pretty nice out there. 60% chance of rain tonight with a low of 71 and a 60% chance of some heavy rain tomorrow. 72 right now. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station. Right.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Another reported massacre in Syria.
Assad has doubled down on his brutality and duplicity.
Secretary of State Clinton, as for the new round of killings, Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin details them live.
That's right, Dave. At least 78 people reported dead in a murderous rampage by a pro-government militia, so say Syrian rebel monitors.
They started killing people and burning houses.
That's activist Mahmoud Bakr. UN monitors say they are trying to get to that village to see for themselves. And if verified, this will be the second apparent mass slaughter in 2 weeks. Syria's government blaming terrorist mobs, not government troops. But Britain today among nations demanding a concerted international response, Dave.
Now, Mr. Defense Secretary Panetta is in Afghanistan, frustrated by Pakistan.
We are reaching the limits of our patience here.
Panetta upset over safe havens for al-Qaeda-linked militants who keep crossing the Afghan border, attacking American troops. This is Afghanistan's president is condemning NATO, claiming an airstrike killed 18 civilians, and NATO is investigating. House Republicans and Senate Democrats continue to be far apart in this election year. With another health care reform fight today, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, there's a provision deep within President Obama's health care overhaul that imposes a 2.3% tax on medical devices sold in the U.S. starting next year, things like x-ray machines. House Republicans are ready to pass a bill to repeal the tax, and they have some Democratic support for the vote today. The White House has threatened a veto, but it won't even really come to that, as top Democrats who run the Senate say they won't even bring up the measure if it comes their way.
Rich, President Obama keeps raking in the dough, collecting $60 million last month.
I still believe in that vision where we all come together.
That was at a fundraiser in L.A. last night. He has another this morning, then a rally in Las Vegas. Mitt Romney was out fundraising in Texas.
I've learned from my successes and my failures.
Today, the Republican campaign's in St. Louis. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jimmy Bones. Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky.
That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Guys, urinating frequently, interrupted sleep, intimacy issues? Yes, it could be your prostate. Right now, you can try Prostorix, the gold standard in prostate supplements, for free. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee. The proprietary formula in Prostorix contains more proven ingredients for prostate health than the leading brand. Order your free bottle of Prostorix today. Just call 888-773-0299. 888-773-0299. Or visit PTX1.com. PTX1.com.
Are you tired of the song and dance from roofing companies just to find out it's all hype and high prices? Now there is a choice. America's Choice. Founded in 1995, America's Choice certified roofing crews have installed hundreds of roofs throughout the Brazos Valley. They install all types of roofing from composition to metal. They have the presidential roof that offers a 20 to 50 year warranty. See the details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. They employ two insurance adjusters to help with all your insurance claims. If quality workmanship and affordable prices are important to you, then make the right choice in America's Choice Roofing. Call for a free roofing estimate today at 855-5-MY-ROOF. That's 855-5-MY-ROOF. 855-569-7663. See all details at www.americaschoiceroofers.com. America's Choice.
Dr. Rob Herring with Listen Hear Audiology provides hearing care by utilizing professionalism, technology, and a desire to improve the quality of life to those who are hearing impaired. Not sure if it's for you? Listen Hear Audiology offers you a 30-day hearing aid satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Don't order hearing aids online or from the back of a magazine. Call 776-HEAR or visit listenhearaudiology.com now to improve your quality of life. Listen Hear Audiology, making a difference in your life with a team of local professionals you can trust on East 29th Street in Bryan.
Bravis Valley Carpet Outlet has outgrown its name.
Now we're so much more.
Not only will you find the largest selection of carpet, tile, wood, and laminate flooring, we have a lighting center complete with accessories and a great selection of ceiling fans.
And now you can coordinate your choice of countertops with your flooring and lighting all in one place. We're now Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center, but there's one thing that's not new. At Brazos Valley Flooring and Design Center,
we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
Allen Honda always provides you with a great car buying experience. Come in today and see the entire line of fuel-efficient new Hondas, from the Civic and Accord to the Element and the Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda. And Allen Honda Service Department is top-notch, always giving attention to every detail so your Honda's operating at its very best. Allen Honda on the Earl Rutter Freeway in College Station. Come in for a great buying experience. Allen's got your Honda.
There's a tractor that redefines comfort and versatility. The John Deere 1 Series Subcompact Tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. With features like deluxe padded, adjustable seats, and effortless transmissions, as well as countless attachments and even more capabilities, it may just redefine subcompact altogether. Hurry in for 0% financing for 60 months on your John Deere 1 Series tractor. Visit cptractor.com to find the location nearest you, and remember to vote for Sioux Falls Prater in the best of the Brazos Valley.
Offer in 73112, finance subject to approval on John Deere credit installment plan. See your dealer for complete details.
Just because school is out doesn't mean the high school football teams aren't ready to compete. Join us for the second annual Crosstown Showdown Texas Roadhouse Rib Eating Relay Competition. Both College Station and both Bryan High School football teams will be competing in a rib eating relay, with proceeds going to our local high schools. Or try your hand in other competition to win prizes. Make plans for Monday, June 11th at 6 p.m. at the Texas Roadhouse and College Station. It's the second annual Crosstown Showdown Rib Eating Relay at the Texas Roadhouse.
WTAW News Time, 707, 71 degrees right now at the studios. 50% chance of showers in our forecast. Still some rain off to our north. Sadly, though, it's kind of breaking up as it makes its way into the Brazos Valley. We'll tell you more about that coming up after this news update brought to you by Zornemann Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The day after Governor Rick Perry announced he wants state agencies to draft future budgets with 10% less money, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he doesn't know where those cuts will come from.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Steve Ogden said. I think we probably cut about as much as we can. But it could happen. Depends on what the revenues are. There's not going to be any new taxes. That's my estimation.
Rainey was in Austin earlier this week observing the Ways and Means Committee being asked to make changes in the state's business franchise tax, which he supports. Next week, he'll participate in a meeting of the House Higher Education Committee. College Station City Council has accepted the report of an advisory committee charged with recommending changes to the city charter. Wednesday's vote also calls for two public hearings next month before council takes final action to put eight proposed changes on the general election ballot. The chair of the advisory committee, former Mayor Lynn McElhaney, offered to host informational meetings between now and November.
It's going to be very difficult in the November election. It's going to be the first time that really that the city council is going to be up for election and on that ballot. It's going to be a presidential election. There's going to be an awful lot of information headed towards the citizens in November. And we would like to just let the council know that we are available to help educate.
The council made no changes Wednesday to the recommendations, though that could happen when they're reviewed in July. The man accused of gunning down more than a dozen people at Fort Hood 2.5 years ago has a court date set for Friday.
Major Nadal Hassan is expected to attend as a judge considers a defense motion and other matters at the Central Texas Post. Hassan faces 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder in the November 2009 shootings. The judge plans to take a defense motion into consideration, which would have the feds pay for the expert services of a neurologist. If convicted, Hassan faces death or life without parole. His military trial is set to start in August. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A blind man is headed to prison for 45 years after selling cocaine to undercover police officers in a drug-free zone 2.5 years ago. It took a Brazos County jury only 27 minutes this week to convict 35-year-old Torrett McMurray, then another 2 hours to recommend his punishment. Prosecutors had sought 50 years. The defense wanted between 10 and 20 years. McMurray was convicted of making the drug deal across the street from the Bulldogs and Butterflies Child Care Center in College Station. For the second straight day, a crash involving a semi closed a well-traveled area highway. Christine Labertue of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says FM 50 was closed for more than 4 hours Wednesday morning after a tanker truck rolled south of the grass farm near the Washington County line.
Two subjects were transported to the hospital in Bryan with minor injuries. The truck was hauling dry flour, and FM 50 was shut down until around 10:30 a.m.
The names of the two who were hurt were not available. The Department of Public Safety continues to investigate that accident. And for 19 years, the Bryan Rotary Club has recognized the fastest-growing small businesses in Brazos County. At Wednesday's Newman 10 Awards Luncheon, event chair Reba Ragsdale reminded the audience of the impact small businesses have locally.
Did you know that in the Bryan College Station area, about 64% of those employed work for companies defined as small business? That compares to about 49% for the state of Texas and around 53% for the United States. The small business impact on employment for our community is more than 15 percentage points greater than the state and 12% percentage points greater than the nation.
Honored as the fastest growing small business in the area with sales growth the last 3 years of 181% was Freeze Financial Services. The entire list and more comments from the luncheon are available on our website with this story, WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 7:11, 71 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwirneman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. I am excited to tell you that we now offer stained concrete and granite countertops. We may not be the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we are the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Normandy Tractor, known throughout the area for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your tractor and utility vehicle needs. Normandy Tractor and Kubota, offering the industry's only utility vehicles with factory cab with air conditioner and heater. Gas and diesel models, manual or hydraulic dump beds, and now's the time to buy with Normandy Tractor's Manager Special. Get the new Kubota RTV 400 UTV 4x4 with automatic transmission for only $7,399. Less $400 cash rebate is yours for $69.99. This Manager Special price includes freight, setup, and a full tank of fuel. Or you could finance your Kubota RTV 400 UTV with zero down payment, 0% financing for 60 months, and only $124 per month. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See us at normandytractor.com and be sure to vote for Normandy Tractor in this year's Best of the Brazos. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Have you heard of high-speed internet? I mean really fast internet with download speeds up to 12 megabytes per second and upload speeds up to 3 megabytes per second. It doesn't matter if you live in town or in the country. That's right, even if you live in the country, high-speed internet is available to you. If you want really fast high-speed internet where you live or work, call Starfire today. 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Just think, high-speed internet available at your home or office. So make that call to Starfire today. 776-2215. 15 and get all the details.
Hi, this is Dusty. What my family missed the most about living in the country was high-speed internet, but not anymore. The high-speed internet Starfire satellite installed at our house is fast and it's great. The satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite can get you set up with high-speed internet just like they did at our house. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. That's 776-2215, and you can have high-speed internet for your home or office.
What hairstyle are you looking for? Something new and chic? Sophistication? Beauty? Quit cutting corners with your hair. Get the attention you deserve. The stylists at Chrome, a salon experience, have the talent and modern fashion sense to give you exactly the hairstyle you need. Schedule an appointment now with Chrome. Don't forget the new Chrome Tower Point location. Same great service, same great healthy, sexy, shiny hair. Chrome, a salon experience. In Gateway on University Drive and now in Tower Point. ExperienceChrome.com.
Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org. That's SWHP.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure will continue to produce warm temperatures across the region. For today, a mixture of clouds and sun, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, 70 to 75. Occasional sun tomorrow, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Clouding up with showers and thunderstorms Saturday, highs will be very close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Looks like they've worked out their labor issues at Belmont. Things are going to be okay to run the Belmont Stakes on Saturday, and I'll have a chance for the Triple Crown. It'll become the 12th horse ever to do it. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Bombers winning their fourth in a row and the Spurs losing their fourth in a row, and they're out.
All that
and more coming up in sports.
After winning 715 games in a row, too.
Yeah, almost that many.
Man.
Yeah,
right. Weren't paying attention.
No, guess not. So Tim Duncan and crew they're on vacation.
That's it. So here's our quote of the day from Sean Penn.
Okay.
Sean Penn knows that he can be overwhelming sometimes. He tells Us Weekly magazine, quote, "I'm constantly embarrassed by my own personality." Well, whose fault is that?
Well, you got to appreciate his honesty there.
Yeah,
he doesn't like himself sometimes.
All right, here we go. Let's.
But you know what, Sean Penn, and I'm like you, you know, disagree totally with his politics, you know, completely. Think he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
But from everything I've read, this work that he's done in Haiti ever since, you know, that earthquake has been pretty genuine stuff.
I mean,
everything that I've read, I can't read anything in there self-serving at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to give credit where it's due, I think.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Yeah.
Probably right. All right, here we go, boys. Let's do a little legality thing here, all right? See how you feel about all this. New Jersey, state of New Jersey, wants all family members buckled up, even the four-legged ones. Worrying about distracted driving, which is the top cause of U.S. American driving deaths, New Jersey authorities cracking down on enforcing a law requiring your dog or cat be buckled into a seatbelt. Try that with the old family cat. Let's see how that goes. Let me know about that.
That's right.
Please have someone standing by filming it for YouTube.
Yeah.
That's right.
Again, I don't know a lot of people who drive with cats. I mean, there may be a bunch.
Right.
You know, cats don't necessarily want to have their tongues hanging out and their head out the window, so you might not know.
They're no fun.
Yeah, they could be asleep on the floor.
That's right. And have bandages ready when you try to pick up that cat when you're...
Well, and even the dog. I mean, I'm sorry. The dog is not going to like that.
Yeah. My dogs would fight me.
You could face fines between $250 and $1,000 plus up to 6 months in jail.
What are you in for? Didn't buckle up my cat.
Now...
Oh, man.
Now, okay, so
that
again.
Explains the scratches, though.
Right. Now I know what it
right.
is. Thought you was in a bar fight.
You're going to have a tough time in prison.
That's what you meant when you said you was in a cat fight.
Don't tell people why.
That's right.
Anyway.
Murder? Okay, but hey.
Yeah, cat fights? No.
No.
Now, again, if you don't buckle in your cat or dog, fines will be $250.
And this is where?
This is in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Up to $1,000 plus 6 months in jail.
Is that chunky governor going to sign this?
I don't know. It'd be a stretch.
Wow.
Well, most everything for
golly,
him.
Golly, think of all the stuff people get away with in New Jersey.
Well, I'm just about to say now.
Tony Soprano got away with a lot.
Yeah, that's right.
Ask me what the fine is for an unrestrained child.
What is it?
$10.
Oh, my goodness.
So $10 for you not being a good parent, $250 if you're not a good pet. Oh, you can't be an owner anymore. You're a pet friend.
That's
or
right.
Whatever.
That's right.
So that's
you're their forever family.
Yeah, that's it. That's in New Jersey. We're working on.
Oh
that
my!
For you.
So if your kid's in the back seat, unbuckled and holding the cat.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Then the kid's
trouble.
Going to jail.
Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and yesterday I have to tell on myself.
Oh, here we go.
No, it wasn't yesterday. I'm sorry. It was one day last week.
Okay.
Driving, pick up the boy from preschool. Driving down Texas Avenue, and we're talking and having a conversation. And you know how something just, you realize something is awry, and
sure.
you can't quite figure out what it is.
Right.
Something is not as it should be.
Right.
And I turn around and I look, and my 3-year-old son has turned around in his car seat,
uh-huh.
and is banging his hands on the back glass, talking to people behind us as they drive.
Very nice.
And I realize then I have not buckled in my child.
Oh, very good, very good.
So we're driving, you know, green lights abounding at that point. No
uh-huh.
place, no place to pull over. Traffic's thick, and I said, "Hey, buddy, sit down for Dad, okay?"
Yeah.
And
right.
then just so I can show you that that you know again. He's smarter than his old man. I turned around. I said, "Hey, we need to buckle you in." And so I said, "Daddy's going to pull over so we can buckle you in." He buckled himself in.
Oh, there you are.
Well, good.
So
good.
Because then I hear from the back, "No, I do it myself." So
I kind of.
But he didn't say, "Daddy, look at those pretty red and blue lights
yeah.
shining back
oh,
there."
Oh, man. Oh, man. Well, because right after I told him to do that, I look, and of course this car passes us, and man, was that driver giving me the stink eye.
Yeah.
Oh, I was getting the stink eye.
Uh-huh. I want to know more about banging on the window and doing hand signs to other drivers.
He was just talking to him.
Oh, okay.
He was
all
having
right.
friendly
oh,
conversations.
Okay. I just didn't know if he was...
He was having friendly
art
conversations.
Art imitating life. Yeah.
No, okay. no. Of course, this is the same child that after we had Implosapalooza.
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, "Did you see the big building fall this morning?" "No." And so we drove past the intersection. This was the day of, so this was on the 24th. And I said, "Where did that big building go?" And he gets this puzzled look on his face. He says, "We broke it."
Yeah! And I didn't get to see it, but we did.
Oh, we went home and watched it on YouTube, and he was fascinated.
He liked that. Cops in Aurora, Colorado discovered a major violation while performing a seatbelt enforcement campaign, Mr. Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
According to the Huffington Post, police pulled over a driver and found a can full of gasoline strapped into the child safety seat.
Well, you know, it's combustible.
Sure. Meanwhile, the toddler was allegedly roaming freely in the car. yes. Obviously, police issued multiple citations. Police department uploaded a photo of the incident on their Facebook page. Comments on the picture range from "Is this a joke?" to "I'm surprised the parent didn't give the kid a cigarette."
Ooh.
Yeah. And same deal in Aurora. And how do you feel about this? Again, it's Aurora, Colorado. Police stopped every car at a red light on Monday and handcuffed every adult and detained them for 2 hours, the story says. The police found the criminal they were looking for, but were their actions legal? Responding to a tip that the person responsible for robbing a nearby bank earlier was at that red light, police moved in. They had no description of the criminal whatsoever. All of the adult drivers were pulled from their 19 cars and cuffed.
Oh, no, they were not.
Yes, police asked for permission to search the vehicles, and every time it was granted, in the last car, they found the robber along with 2 loaded guns. But, wow, is that the old gnat in a sledgehammer thing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's...
What was this criminal wanted for?
It's a bank robbery. Bank robbery. Just happened. And that's what they say they were reported. They didn't have a description, but reported it was at this red light. So what they did is they stopped all the cars. I don't know how they got to the scene that quickly, but they stopped all the cars. There was 19 cars, and they handcuffed all the adults and detained them for 2 hours.
Huh.
I imagine that'll come up at the next city council meeting.
You think?
Just saying they
yeah,
may.
There'll be somebody that comes up during Here Visitors.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm
yeah.
Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers, and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
You know, you call on specialists when you're doing work in your home. You call on specialists for wall coverings, for floor coverings, for all sorts of things. And, you know, windows ought to be a part of that because while the wall coverings and the floor coverings and that sort of thing are important and they're nice, if you don't have energy-efficient windows in your home, you're probably spending money you don't have to. Folks at Intercon can help you with that because they are specialists when it comes to windows. Windows is what they do. And they're a local company. That's advantageous for a lot of reasons. First of all, they live here just like us. The people who work for them live here just like us. They've been here a long time, got a lot of satisfied customers. And because of all of those reasons, the way that Intercon does business is they'll come out, they'll have a look at your windows, they'll give you a decision as to, they'll give you an estimate, and you make the decision as to whether or not you want to replace the windows, or maybe you can repair the windows that are there. Intercon will do either of those for you. But they'll give you the estimate and they'll leave you alone. There'll never be any high pressure because of those reasons. They're a hometown company. They're not here for just a week or two with a special. They don't have a bunch of folks coming from out of town to do the installations. They're hometown folks. And they know they've got a good product at a quality price. Plus the fact, because they're a local company, they can do it in stages if that's what you need to do for your budget. So give them a call at 823-3639 and let Intercon come out and show you how energy-efficient windows can make a difference this summer.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2012-2013 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 10th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on. transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2012-2013 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
Best of the Brazos Molly Maid wishes to thank everyone for such a great year. Our home cleaning professionals work hard to provide the best cleaning service in the Brazos Valley. We take care of the baseboards, toilets, kitchen, everything you don't have time for. Molly Maid is a clean you can trust, friendly, thorough, and professional. Call Molly Maid today to find out how you can enjoy the best of the Brazos difference. 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700 or at mollymaid.com. Please vote for Molly Maid again this year as your favorite cleaning company in the Brazos Valley. We appreciate it.
Hey, good morning. It's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com. Got some rain out there, as a matter of fact, looking a lot better than it did yesterday, as a matter of fact. And the percentages show it, a 50-50 chance of showers today and a high temperature of 90. A 60% chance of rain tonight and tomorrow, and then a 30% chance of rain on Saturday. Got northeast winds right now, which makes it feel pretty nice. The rain is still pretty much to the north of us. There's some light showers up in Robertson County, but most of it out around Brownwood and in Waco and then back to the northwest. But it's marching this way, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. Again, northeasterly winds makes it feel pretty nice out there. We've got some clouds, and it's 73 degrees.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post 2011's best online store in the Brazos Valley. We would appreciate your vote again this year. Vote now through July 5th. Find the link at txtraders.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In an unusually defiant move, French smokers have formed a lobby to protect their rights against anti-smoking zealots. The Union for the Rights of Adult Smokers says it'll fight the spread of no-smoking zones and rising cigarette taxes. We want to defend our freedom, says Smokers Union Chairperson Nathalie Massaron. She complains that smokers are being barred from cafe terraces and hotels. There's even talk about outlawing smoking in parks and in cars where children are present. Soon a smoker won't be able to even rent a flat, she said. Now, the union claims to represent a voting bloc of over 12 million people, 20,000 in each of France's political districts. Masseron points out that most members of parliament are elected by a margin of less than 500 votes, so smokers could hold the balance of power. She also notes that smokers more than pay for their habit. The government takes in 13.6 billion euros in tobacco taxes, but spends only half of it on the social cost of smoking. Madame Masseron, if you think France is bad, stay out of New York City. Mayor Napoleon Doomberg has already squashed smokers' freedoms there. When it comes to smoking, our liberals outdo your socialists any day. People standing up for their rights in France with its long tradition of surrender, that could be the start of something big, folks. On the other hand, it is still France. Movement could vanish in a puff of smoke, too.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
You went to bed with your life savings in the bank. You woke up broke. An ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank account, stole everything, even your retirement. And then it hits you. Why didn't your identity theft protection help stop this? Well, it's because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available, LifeLock Ultimate. They brought it to my listeners first. I got it. You need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity and your good name and your credit. Those are essential. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock cannot protect you or your bank accounts, though, if you are not a member. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call them. Use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% off. 1-800-444-2810. That's 800-444-2810. One more time. 1-800-444-2810.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for three consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Bayinski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Bayinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 731, 71 degrees right now at the studios. Mostly cloudy skies today with a high of about 90, but a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast. As for the rain situation right now, some scattered shower activity in the Brazos Valley, mostly in the far northern regions of Robertson County, northwestern Robertson County, getting some scattered showers right now. Other than that, no other rainfall to speak of in the Brazos Valley. If you're headed toward Austin, you might run into some showers, but really doesn't look that heavy right now. Most of the rain is to the northwest of Austin. If you're headed into Waco, you'll hit some showers probably just past Riesel and that general area. College Station voters are another step closer to voting on eight proposed changes to the city charter. The city council voted Wednesday to accept the report from a review committee chaired by former Mayor Lynn McElhaney. McElhaney says the committee is available to meet with voters between now and the November general election to explain how they arrived at their recommendations.
The state requires you to have things on the ballot a certain way. And so I think that was the commissioner's concern, was the more people that are available to meet with the public and let them know now and even closer in November, then hopefully that our citizens will understand why this is on the ballot.
Council's meetings in July, the 12th and the 26th, will include public hearings before taking a final vote. Council made no changes Wednesday to the committee's 29-page report. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan will be in Austin next week participating in a meeting of the House Higher Education Committee. This week he was watching the Ways and Means Committee being asked to make changes in the state's business franchise tax.
There are some industries that are categorized incorrectly and therefore had tremendous
tax that was due, and they want to get those categorizations correct because it's all by SIC code.
Rainey says the growth in Texas business will offset any marginal loss of revenue by the reclassification. Small businesses in Brazos County had their annual recognition Wednesday. The Newman 10 Awards honors the 10 fastest-growing companies the last 3 years. Bryan Rotary Club created the event in 1994. Event chair Reba Ragsdale reminded the audience what small businesses mean to the local economy.
Did you know that in the Bryan College Station area, approximately 60% of our annual sales are generated by companies defined as small business? That compares to about 37% for the state of Texas and about 41% for the U.S. The small business impact on sales for our community is more than 23 percentage points greater than the state and 19 percentage points greater than the nation.
A Lifetime Business Achievement Award was presented to KBTX, while Kalen Biotherapeutics won the Rising Star Award. You can go to our website, WTAW.com, to see the entire list of winners, plus hear more comments from the awards luncheon. The state has set the bar pretty low for passing the new end-of-course exams.
High school students can pass most of the STAR tests by only getting less than half the questions right. Debbie Ratcliffe with the Texas Education Agency says they're phasing the test in. The standards are still higher than what students faced under the tax test, but
on some of the tests, the percentage of questions they have to answer correctly to pass is fairly low, but it will ratchet up.
The standards will keep rising through 2016. Now, Ratcliffe says they're trying to challenge and not overwhelm students. This year, students needed to get 20 out of 54 questions to pass algebra. Once the test is fully phased in, they'll have to correctly answer 34. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
The Texas Comptroller reports the state collected more than $2 billion in May, marking 26 consecutive months of sales tax growth. The total released Wednesday is a 7% increase over last year. The state distributed $514 million to local governments. The state's tax revenues are higher than forecast, but still not enough to cover an expected $4 billion budget deficit next year. A Brazos County District Court jury spent only 27 minutes convicting and 2 hours punishing a Bryan man for selling cocaine in a drug-free zone. 35-year-old Torek McMurray was sentenced to 45 years for the crime that took place in January of 2010. Undercover officers were involved in the transaction that took place in College Station. The defense had asked for 10 to 20 years, and prosecutors wanted a 50-year term. And a Wednesday morning rank between Snook and Independence closed FM 50 for more than 4 hours.
The Burleson County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call of a tanker truck that had rolled off the roadway on FM 50 just south of the Grass Farm in Burleson County. All available Burleson County units responded to the scene and were being assisted by the Washington County deputies as well.
Christine Labertu of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says two people sustained minor injuries and were taken to St. Joseph Bryan. WTAW News Time is 7:36, 71 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
What if picking a doctor was as easy as using an app for iPhone? You could choose a physician, clinic, or ER close to your house. Find a family medicine doctor or choose a specialist. Read bios, evaluate experience, and check office hours. Even watch videos of doctors explaining their practice philosophy. Then click to call for an appointment and driving directions. Well, it is that easy with St. Joseph's free SJ Now app for iPhone. Download yours from the App Store today.
Pride Cleaners has the technology to better serve you. Annoying staples on paper tags are a thing of the past. At both locations of Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station, they offer a tagless identification system to help you track your garments from start to finish. And you don't have to wait till 5 to check on your clothes, because Pride Cleaners will send you an email notification the moment your clothes are ready. It's never been more convenient to go to the cleaners. Pride Cleaners. Become a fan on Facebook or click pridecleaners.net. Pride Cleaners. Taking pride in how you look.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756. Or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
There is now even more time to shop the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event, now extended for a limited time. rebates up to $1,000, and financing as low as 3.99% on legendary Sportsman, Powerful Rangers, and razor-sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry to Polaris Fun Center before the Polaris XP sales event is over. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where we sell fun, not tractors.
Hey, good morning, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
High pressure will continue to produce warm temperatures across the region. For today, a mixture of clouds and sun, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, 70 to 75. Occasional sun tomorrow, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Clouding up with showers and thunderstorms Saturday, highs will be very close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A&M Consolidated Tigers about to get on the bus to head to Round Rock as tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's the state semifinal game with Corpus Christi Carroll. Hope to win that one and play again Saturday morning for the state title. We'll talk about that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. We had a story yesterday. We have another story today. And talking to Lynn McElhaney, who's the chairman of the committee that is looking to propose changes to the city charter. Eight changes. So they're going to, we're going to have our, and as she mentioned, I mean, are we going to get to take an intermission during voting? I mean, when you're in the polling place, they're going to give you a chair to sit down? Because, I mean, this
maybe they'll pass out Gatorade.
Could do that. This is going to be a long ballot because you got your national stuff. Then you're going to have, you know, some state stuff. And then you got a little bit of local stuff. And, you know, the local stuff is not partisan. You know, you got your city council. We've already done that once. And that's, they had to remind people, oh, I got to vote some more. Anyway. And then after they finished all of that, there'll be these eight questions about changes in the city charter in College Station. So if you're going into College Station, take a drink with you. I mean, you know, you may want to rest. Take a breather. You can't leave the voting box and turn around and stretch your legs and come back. But probably wouldn't be the thing to do. But, and look, we'll spend time on this. The only thing that happened yesterday, my understanding is that the city council said, yeah, they accepted the recommendations for review.
Right.
And there'll be discussion about this. Be a couple of things, you know, got a couple of times for people to discuss this. I'm sure the city will have that on there. But, folks, I don't know the other seven, and I'll sit down. I promise I'll read them and so we can talk about them. And we'll have people in here to talk about this. But this recall thing has a couple of things in there that are a little bit bothersome to me, just a little bit bothersome. As it stands right now, according to the city charter, as I understand it in College Station, you need at least 40% of the total number of votes that were cast for an office on a petition to recall someone sitting in that office, whether it's a member of city council or mayor. And in reading the story that Matthew Watkins had today in the paper where he's discussing that, one of the troublesome things that, to me, is that now they are looking at having people who definitely voted in the last election for that seat have to be the ones who signed the petition, as I understand it. And if that's the case, I really don't like that. Because if you're talking about recalling an elected official, when you start trying to disenfranchise people simply because they did not vote in that election last time, they could have been registered voters, but if they didn't vote for city council seat X, then they cannot sign a petition to recall the person sitting in city council seat X.
The whole thing just sounds like sour grapes.
Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, and then I, there's a quote in there from former Mayor Gary Halter, says recall should only be used to remove somebody who doesn't have the good sense to resign. No, that's not right. No, because the arrogance of elected officials, they may think that they were right in everything they voted for. This is an opportunity. This is the purpose of recall is in between the elections. If somebody goes, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. I don't like what you did. Now, he's saying it's because they don't have the good sense to resign. Recall is about people not being happy with things that seated elected officials do. That is part of the process. Don't once again say that that person who is sitting the elected seat is smarter than you are, knows better what's best for you than you do for yourself. So, no, it's not about people who don't have the sense to resign. Anyway, we'll talk about it more. My apologies to the people in Bryan because you don't care, and I understand because it's not your city. But the day may come when your city charter will be reviewed. And to their credit, College Station is reviewing their city charter. They should have done it years ago, and I think you'll find people there who are more than willing to say that they should have done it years ago. And I understand the idea. You don't want a few rabble-rousers to stop the process, and I got that. But don't start trying to disenfranchise people from their ability to be part of a recall movement. It's not a good thing. Okay, I'm done.
Cleansing breath.
There you go.
U.S. has terminated $2 million funding to create a Pakistani version of Sesame Street after getting reports that the puppet theater producing it guilty of corruption. Corruption in U.S. dollars? I can't imagine. In other words, the federal government was paying somebody in another country and there was corruption involved?
No.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So disappointed. Yeah, anyway. Okay, no winner in Wednesday night's Powerball, so here we go. We're back up over $200 million. Tom, does that mean you start collecting money now?
I
mean,
maybe
when we go over $200 million, don't we go through and
I think so.
And do all that stuff?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We may need to draft some sort of an agreement that, you know, somebody needs to be the keeper of the flame.
Got my lawyer in line.
Just remember, you know, chances 195.2 million to one. But
it's all right. All you need is one winning ticket.
That's right. 139 million be your cash payout. Then you won't have to worry about anything else that's going on. Social networking site LinkedIn, you part of that? Uh-oh.
Little hacked action.
6.5 million encrypted passwords were compromised and posted online at a Russian hacker site. So if you're getting new spam today that has Ruski writing, you know why. LinkedIn is home of 150 million users. Suggested the breach is limited to 10% of the professional network's users. Okay, see how that works. Who is Amanda
Bynes.
Bynes.
She used to be a child actress that was recently arrested for DWI.
She was. And I guess
thought the president could get her off the hook.
You know, that's a really interesting thing. You have to say the young lady certainly aims for the stars. As Jay said, she was arrested for DUI and so decided to go ahead and tweet, "Hey, Barack Obama, I don't drink. Please fire the cop who arrested me. I also don't hit and run." The end. So, I mean, you know, you may as well, right? Go up there and see how that works out for you.
Worst thing anybody can tell you is no.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, yeah, he wrote somebody an excuse for school, so why not? Yeah.
Twice.
He did. That's right. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what got her motivated.
Dear judge.
Yeah, just let her off the DUI.
Please excuse.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Oh, it's good. It's almost Friday.
Hey, was Amanda's last name Hug and Kiss?
Wow.
Spent your minutes on that one, did you? Hope you got the unlimited plan.
There you go.
Donald Trump says he's going to sue Miss Pennsylvania. Did you hear about this? You know,
For libel or what?
Well, yeah, we didn't talk about it. You know, the Miss USA pageant was, I think, on Monday night or something.
Yeah, I think it was on the Longhorn Network.
That's something like that. Sheena Monin, she's Miss Pennsylvania.
Of course she is.
Yeah. Claims the pageant is rigged because another contestant, quote, saw a list of the top five before the show ever started, end quote. How about that?
Maybe somebody was handicapping it.
Could be. She wrote on Facebook, "I can no longer be affiliated in any way with an organization I consider to be fraudulent, lacking in morals, inconsistent, in many ways, trashy." Trashy.
Trashy.
So, of course, the Today Show contacts Donald and asks if he'd like to come on and talk about it. You can imagine the answer to that. So Donald's on the Today Show. He says, quote, "When using the word fraud, that's pretty strong." He said, "In my opinion, Sheena," quote, "didn't have a chance to finish in the top 15.
Oh,
wow. Close. Smackdown from the Donald. But again, Donald, you want to come on TV? Yep, I'll be there. Yep. What do you need me to say? Yep, I can do that too.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Do vacations make us happy? The answer to that question might actually surprise you. Hi, this is Jim Daly from Focus on the Family. Researchers in the Netherlands recently set out to measure the effect of vacations on someone's overall happiness. They also wanted to figure out how long the feeling of euphoria lasted. Well, believe it or not, the largest surge in happiness occurred before the person even left on vacation. In other words, most of us enjoy looking forward to the trip more than actually taking it. Anticipation is often better than realization. Speaking as a dad of two boys, my most stressful moments are at the airport when we're headed to the vacation. I'm telling the boys to stay off of that, don't touch that, get off the people mover. And they're just bewildered. And I'm frustrated. But then the tables turn when we get to the hotel and they find the pool's been drained. And then they're frustrated too. But interestingly enough, there was one caveat within the research. If people really and truly relaxed while on vacation, they were just as happy before, during, and after the trip. What's the lesson? Well, you've heard the line in sports, go big or go home. Well, when it comes to taking a vacation, you might try the same logic. If you're going to take a vacation, don't try and work too. Build some margin into your time away and don't overschedule. Leave some downtime and you'll probably be more up when you get home than you realize. To help your family thrive, visit us at focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Don't do drugs, you'll end up like a thug, and you'll make your mother sad, and you'll make your father mad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't toe that line. You'll think it's just one time you start doing crack, and you'll have a heart attack. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. And you'll make your mother sad.
You know, there's a better way to talk to your kids about drugs. Learn how at timetotalk.org. Brought to you by the partnership at drugfree.org.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Smith, and I'd like to talk to you about a screening. No, not a movie screening, but a screening test for colorectal cancer. It could save your life. Colorectal cancer is highly preventable, yet it is the second leading cancer killer of men and women in the U.S. But it doesn't have to be. Screening finds precancerous polyps so that they can be removed before they turn into cancer. So please get screened for colorectal cancer. I did.
If you're 50 or older, get screened. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you're like most people, your home is the biggest investment you have made. So when it comes to selling your home, you want to make sure that a realtor looks out for your best interest. I mean, they represent you after all. They're in it for your benefit. And Zweiker & Associates wants to make sure that you understand they're going to do everything possible to make sure your home stands out above the crowd. If you go to their website, zarealestate.com, you'll notice professional photography. This is not done with snaps on a cell phone. This is not done on spur of the moment. This is someone who professionally photographs, is a professional photographer taking pictures of the homes represented by Zweiker & Associates. Also, they do 360-degree virtual tours that can put potential buyers right there in your home without having to set foot into your home. Make sure your realtor looks out for your best interest. Zweiker & Associates will do just that, because at Zweiker & Associates, your needs come first. Go to ZARealEstate.com, ZARealEstate.com.
One more time, let's look at sports. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:52. I'm Tom Turbeville. A&M Consolidated Tigers headed to Round Rock's Dell Diamond for the state semifinal baseball game tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Win that one, and they play for the state title Saturday morning at 11:30. While it's only the second time and the first time in 22 years for the Consol Tigers to make it to state, it's a regular thing for Corpus Christi Carroll. Those Tigers are in their third straight Final Four appearance, and their seventh overall. They won it all in 2010. But last year, they were upset 10-0 by Lubbock Coronado in the semifinals. They have come back strong this year. They're 32-4. Now, the winner of tomorrow's game will play either Arlington Martin or Cypress Ranch at 11:30 a.m. Saturday morning in the state championship game again at Dell Diamond. Martin is 36-5-1, making its third state tournament appearance, but their first since 1993 in Cypress Ranch. A newer school is 30-8. They're a first-timer to state. We will have the A&M Consolidated game Friday and hopefully game on Saturday right here on 1620 WTAW, with the pregame starting at about 2:45 on Friday afternoon. Chase Murphy and Chuck Glenwinkle will be at Dell Diamond for the call. And again, the A&M Consolidated students who want a free bus ride tomorrow can load up at 11 a.m. at the Athletic Fieldhouse. The bus ride is free, but the student has to buy a $5 ticket to the game. It'll return after the game. Call by noon today at 764-5500 and reserve your seat. Not a great opening day for the NCAA track and field meet for the Aggies, three-time defending champions. In the only finals, Dalton Rowan finished eighth in the men's discus and earned 1 point for the Aggies despite a personal best 193 one throw. Both Aggie 4x100 teams did qualify for the finals as the women won their heat. The men finished second in theirs. But the Aggies had only one runner advance to the finals in the 100 or the 400 semis. Dion Lindor will run in the men's finals with a third-place heat time of 45:19 in the 400. It was the last time to qualify. Even Prezel Hardy Jr., despite a career-best 10.11 in the 100 meters, placed fourth in his heat and did not advance to the finals. Today, the Aggies have three throwers in the men's javelin final. The other final today involves Natasha Rogers in the women's 10,000 meters. Qualifying from semifinal races includes A&M athletes in the 200, both hurdles, and the 3,000-meter steeplechase. Well, the Brazos Valley Bombers are starting off the season pretty good. They're 4-1 and won their fourth in a row last night in their home opener as they beat the Acadiana Cane Cutters 4-3 at the AMB ballpark. Now 4-1, the Bombers continue a four-game homestand when they again host the Cane Cutters tonight at 7:05. They trailed 3-0 after the top of the first last night, but took the lead in the fifth, and that's when pitching took over. Four scoreless innings after that. Navasota native Tyler Epler got the win for the Bombers. A&M's Nathan Sorensen got the save, going two innings. By the way, Sorensen, two other Aggies, Brandon Wood and pitcher Rafael Pineda, have joined the Bombers. Blake Alemán, Andrew Brown, and Mitchell Now have joined the Cane Cutters, so you can see them tonight. Speaking of baseball, the Major League Draft ended yesterday, and five more Aggies got phone calls. They have decisions to make whether to return to A&M next year or to sign a contract. One of those is infielder Mikey Reynolds, who was drafted by the Yankees in the 20th round. Pitcher Kyle Martin, taken by the White Sox in the 35th round. And pitcher Rafael Pineda, by Cincinnati in the 40th round. Also Jacob House by Arizona in the 20th, and Matt Yingle by Miami in the 24th. Of course, the Aggies did have two first-round picks on Monday. Tyler Naquin went to Cleveland as the 15th overall pick, and pitcher Michael Wacha to St. Louis as the 19th overall pick. Here's Naquin.
Thrilled. It's an unbelievable experience, and you know, the way I look at it is it's a blessing, especially from, you know, the good Lord, of course, just give me the talent and the work ethic and stuff to keep on driving through. It's something you dream about and you want to make come true, and you know, but the road doesn't stop here. It's just one more stepping stone to getting to where I really want to be, which is the major leagues, and you know, that's the final showdown right there.
Take it to basketball. The Oklahoma City Thunder are in the NBA Finals after pulling off a comeback within a comeback. The Thunder dropped their first two games of the Western Conference Finals and trailed Game 6 last night by 18 points in the first half before earning a 107-99 win over the San Antonio Spurs. Kevin Durant scored 20 of his 34 in that second half. The Spurs collapse after 20 straight wins. They lose four in a row. Oklahoma City will host Game 1 of the Finals against either Boston or Miami. And I'll Have Another as a 4-5 early favorite to win the Belmont Stakes and become the 12th Triple Crown champion. The Kentucky Derby and the Preakness winner will break from the number 11 post under Mario Gutierrez on Saturday at the Belmont Stakes. And evidently the union officials have a tentative deal with the racetrack workers, so there shouldn't be a strike, and the race should go on Saturday. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville at 7:58. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, Brazos Valley. Kyle Smith of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. With us baby boomers ripening, I'm noticing getting out of the car is getting to be more of a challenge. I'm not ready for a turning seat to get out of my truck yet, but it seems like I'm looking down both of the barrels. If you or someone you know is looking for options for getting in and out of their vehicle, visit our website at yourmobilitysolutions.com. Come see us on Highway 21 outside Wixon Valley, Texas, or call us at 979-589-2005.
Searching for a laid-back evening with comfortable seating and the opportunity for quiet conversation? Downtown Uncorked in historic downtown Bryan is the solution to the chaotic bar scene or formal restaurant. Over 100 bottles of wine, 20 domestic and craft beers, pizzas, appetizers, and desserts are on the menu. Check Facebook for daily specials and upcoming events such as Pinterest Tuesdays, Women Gone Wine Wednesdays, and Canvas and Cabs. Downtown Uncorked. Life's fast. Uncork. Sip slow.
Some folks root for the home team. Some folks root for a winner. Isn't it great when the home team is a winner? Like the Aggies and Prosperity Bank. Prosperity is Texas-based and Texas-strong. Prosperity bankers are real bankers that appreciate good business value.
Unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Keep your fingers crossed. The rain doesn't seem to be falling in Brazos County yet, but we'll hope that it will. High temperature today expected to be about 90, and we've got a chance of some showers out there, so that's a good situation. 50% today, 60% tomorrow.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Secretary of State Clinton calls it
simply unconscionable.
A new massacre being reported in Syria that the UN's trying to confirm. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin has more live.
Trying but failing. The UN monitoring chief in Syria says troops there are blocking his team from where the reported massacre took place, although pro-government television right now apparently contradicting that. Activists report at least 78 villagers dead in a rampage by a pro-government militia. A similar slaughter 2 weeks ago was found to have left dozens of women and kids among the victims. Syria's government has blamed terrorists. Dave?
Alistair, Defense Secretary Panetta made a quick trip to Afghanistan today, saying it's tough winning the war there when...
As long as there is a safe haven for terrorists in Pakistan.
So Panetta says he's losing patience with Pakistan as militants keep crossing the Afghan border attacking American troops. In Iraq, Saddam Hussein's personal secretary and bodyguard gets the same fate as his old boss, death by hanging, another in a series of executions of former top officials in Saddam's regime. Attorney General Eric Holder goes back to Capitol Hill this hour to again testify over the fast and furious operation that let guns get into Mexican drug cartels. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The House Judiciary Committee's hearing is not specifically about fast and furious, but Republicans on the panel promised to again grill Attorney General Eric Holder about that botched gun-running operation.
We have been lied to at Congress. We have been totally misled by the Department of Justice.
Utah Republican Jason Chaffetz suggesting a contempt of Congress resolution for Holder. The Attorney General denies any stonewalling effort and will tell the House panel this morning he welcomes the congressional review while also maintaining the integrity of ongoing criminal prosecutions. Dave.
Jared, next hour, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke goes before Congress to talk about the economy. Slightly fewer Americans needed new unemployment checks last week. First time jobless claims dropped 12,000 to 377,000. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really gotta try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-706-2787. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787. 1-800-706-2787.
Making sure your truck looks good, stays looking good, is what Texas Truck Riggins is all about. That's why ever since they opened up, they've done great business when it comes to a drop-in bed liner, a spray-in bed liner, powder coatings. I mean, they do what you need to make sure that your truck looks good, stays looking good. I mean, it's kind of protecting your investment. Grill guards, headache racks, toolboxes, side steps, they put all of those in for you. If you have a diesel, they'll do diesel chips for you. Those are just some of the things that are kind of common out there. There's some unusual things that you might want to do for your truck, for your SUV, and you know what? Texas Truck Riggins handles those as well. So why don't you stop in and see them over on South College, and you'll see why they've been voted best of the Brazos when it comes to best store for your truck and your SUV as well. And, of course, we've told you about the boutique that's inside the store, opportunity for you to get a gift card or maybe buy something specific for the lady in your life. And, again, you can also get stuff for her vehicle if that's what you want to do. Texas Truck Riggins, stop in and see them right there across from the lake on South College.
Perfect wedding isn't easy, but when you do, you want everyone to know. Share the amazing pictures from your big day and those special details that made your wedding unforgettable. Submit your real wedding today at BrazosValleyBride.com.
Absolute Bomb. It's the most fun.
Have the most fun this summer at Schlitterbahn Water Park in New Braunfels. Voted the best water park in the world for 14 straight years. Schlitterbahn has bigger, better, and more rides than any other water park. Nobody comes close. More than 3 miles of tubing rides, 8 kid water parks, wave pools, heated pools, uphill water coasters, and slides of all kinds. And now in 2012, experience the falls, the longest white water adventure ride on planet Earth. Voted best new water park ride anywhere. Plus, enjoy the Aquabayer, the Deluge, the Butterfly Bayou, Boogie Bay, and more. And get the most value with free parking, free use of tubes, tables, and boogie boards. Even bring your own picnic. Go to Schlitterbahn.com to purchase discount tickets today.
It's the most fun. It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Just because school is out doesn't mean the high school football teams aren't ready to compete. Join us for the second annual Crosstown Showdown Texas Roadhouse Rib Eating Relay Competition. Both College Station and both Bryan High School football teams will be competing in a rib eating relay with proceeds going to our local high schools. Or try your hand in another competition to win prizes. Make plans for Monday, June 11th at 6 p.m. at the Texas Roadhouse and College Station. It's the second annual Crosstown Showdown Rib Eating Relay at the Texas Roadhouse.
WTAW News Time, 806, 73 degrees right now at the studios. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for this afternoon. Still some scattered showers in the northern portions of the Brazos Valley, mostly into Robertson County right now, but still just a few scattered showers here and there. Really no other areas in the WTAW listening area getting much rainfall, if any, right now. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. Your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The day after Governor Rick Perry announced he wants state agencies to draft future budgets with 10% less money, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan says he doesn't know where those cuts will come from.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Steve Ogden has said. I think we probably cut about as much as we can. But it could happen. It depends on what the revenues are. There's not going to be any new taxes. That's my estimation.
Rainey was in Austin earlier this week observing the Ways and Means Committee being asked to make changes in the state's business franchise tax, which he supports. Next week, he'll participate in a meeting of the House Higher Education Committee. College Station City Council has accepted the report of an advisory committee charged with recommending changes to the city's charter. Wednesday's vote also calls for two public hearings next month before the council takes final action to put 8 proposed changes on the general election ballot. The chair of the advisory committee, former Mayor Lynn McElhaney, offered to host informational meetings between now and November.
It's going to be very difficult in the November election. It's going to be the first time that really that the city council is going to be up for election and on that ballot. It's going to be a presidential election. There's going to be an awful lot of information headed towards the citizens in November. And we would like to just let the council know that we are available to help educate.
Council made no changes Wednesday to the recommendations, though that could happen when they review July 12th and 26th. A Bryan man's headed to prison for 45 years after selling cocaine to undercover officers in a drug-free zone 2.5 years ago. It took a Brazos County jury only 27 minutes to convict 35-year-old Torek McMurray, then another 2 hours to assess his punishment. The Paycheck Fairness Act didn't survive the Democrat-controlled U.S. Senate, and a Central Texas congressman says he knows why it never had a chance.
Republican Congressman John Carter from Round Rock says the measure really wasn't about equal pay for women.
This is a political ploy that you're going to see used over and over and over by the Democrats because they're about driving wedges this year. This is where they are. Drive wedges between everybody.
Carter says he's in favor of equal pay for women, but he adds that there was never a need for a new law. He says if the laws currently on the books were enforced, there would be no issue. In Austin, Perry Watson, TSN News.
Federal prosecutors want former Texas tycoon and convicted fraudster Alan Stanford to be sentenced to 230 years in prison. That's the maximum term he can get for bilking investors out of more than $7 billion in a Ponzi scheme. Prosecutors made their request to a federal judge in Houston Wednesday. The judge is set to sentence Stanford on June 14th. A jury convicted Stanford in March on 13 of 14 fraud-related counts stemming from a 20-year scheme that took billions of dollars. For the second straight day, a crash involving a semi closed a well-traveled local highway. Christine Labertu of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says FM 50 was closed for more than 4 hours Wednesday morning after a tanker truck rolled south of the grass farm near the Washington County line.
Two subjects were transported to the hospital in Bryan with minor injuries. The truck was hauling dry flour, and FM 50 was shut down until around 10:30 a.m.
The names of the two who were hurt were not available. The Department of Public Safety continues to investigate the wreck. DPS also investigating a fiery wrong-way crash in Grimes County on last night at the intersection of State Highway 6 and State Highway 105. Amazingly, the two people hurt in that crash expected to survive. WTAW News Time is 810, 73 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. The news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this, and when you walk into our door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, you know you can always trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Normandy Tractor, known throughout the area for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your tractor and utility vehicle needs. Normandy Tractor and Kubota, offering the industry's only utility vehicles with factory cab with air conditioner and heater. Gas and diesel models, manual or hydraulic dump beds, and now's the time to buy with Normandy Tractor's Manager Special. Get the new Kubota RTV 400 UTV 4x4 with automatic transmission for only $7,399. Less $400 cash rebate is yours for $69.99. This Manager Special price includes freight, setup, and a full tank of fuel. Or you could finance your Kubota RTV 400 UTV with zero down payment, 0% financing for 60 months, and only $124 per month. Normandy Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. See us at normandytractor.com and be sure to vote for Normandy Tractor in this year's Best of the Brazos. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will continue to produce warm temperatures across the region. For today, a mixture of clouds and sun, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy, 70 to 75. Occasional sun tomorrow, chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, 85 to 90. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Clouding up with showers and thunderstorms Saturday, highs will be very close to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right.
Well, why the chipper attitude?
The Roger Berry Memorial Aggie Dome once again.
Well, no, it's not memorial because Roger's not dead.
Roger's alive. He's still alive.
But, that's right. But the only thing that's memorial of people living is the Texas Stadium there. Yeah. But yeah, Darrell K. Royal Stadium.
Anyway, it's fairly efficient here in that it's keeping Brazos County from getting any of that pesky rain. You know, we wouldn't want any of that pesky rain out there. Most of it's out toward Brownwood and northwest of Austin, a little bit between here and Waco, up near Marlin. That's about all right now. And again, it's tracking in this direction. I'm just not sure we're going to get there or not.
Ooh.
Yeah, really. So we'll see. So now, relief pitcher Ramon Ramirez strained his hamstring while sprinting in from the bullpen on Friday after Johan Santana pitched the no-hitter.
Right.
Okay.
He injured himself on the way to the celebration. Right. That's right.
That'd be my luck.
And he wasn't even hit. I mean, no. He was just running, and the hammy tightened up on him.
So that brought up the discussions in Wall Street Journal earlier this week. Celebration injuries. They don't happen frequently, but they happen more often than the average fan realizes. Jake Peavy broke his ribs celebrating after the Padres clinched the National League West in 05 and missed the playoffs. Very nice. And then I like this one. Denny Hocking broke his nose after hitting a walk-off home run when his teammates pounded his head and smacked the bill of his helmet down onto his face, and it broke his nose.
What is that about?
Which means he was probably bleeding everywhere.
Oh. Then there's Marlins outfielder Chris Culhane, who tore his meniscus while attempting to smash his teammate with a shaving cream pie. See? Now, those injuries are insignificant when it's compared to Kendrys Morales, is that right? Is he the designated hitter for the Angels in 2010?
Sure he is.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I've got his card.
Okay. He tried to jump onto home plate to celebrate a dramatic walk-off grand slam. He landed unnaturally and fractured his leg and missed the next two seasons. Oh, man. You got to hate that. So they asked the question, so what are we supposed to do? Not celebrate? When you get excited, you don't think about that kind of stuff, man.
No,
says Alan Craig from the St. Louis Cardinals. Well, yeah, you do, because after all, it's your body. That's what you're making money with. Why are you jumping on one another? Why are you bouncing up and down at home plate? Wow, it's kind of interesting. So we'll see. So, word to the wise there in College Station: if you win the state championship, dogpile carefully.
Well, they did a fine job of dogpiling the other night in Mumford.
Yeah,
so.
Dogpile carefully. Okay. 8:15, kind of a neat story here. Rural teen, North Carolina, has beaten the odds. I mean, seriously. Abandoned by her parents over the summer while she was attending an academic camp, Dawn Loggins has gone from being homeless in high school to attending Harvard this fall. Along the way, she eventually moved in with a friend's mother, worked at her high school in the morning as a janitor starting at 6, still managed to keep up her grades, never getting below an A-. Even before her mom and stepdad took off for Tennessee without her, she endured what sounded like a pretty shaky parenting and poverty, having to study by candlelight, wearing an overcoat on nights when the power had been turned off in the family's home, dealing with the embarrassment of wearing the same dress to school several days in a row, moving from house to house. At one point as a sophomore, things got so bad at home that her family's personal belongings and hers as well were auctioned off.
Good grief.
Yep. She graduates from Burns High School in Lawndale, North Carolina, today, and she will be going to Harvard in the fall.
So, good for her.
Yeah.
About that.
I mean, that's kind of a neat story.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. It's 8:16. Time to find out what's going on in the city of Bryan. And Alan Brugman's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
Great. What you got for us?
All right, we've got some free disaster preparedness classes that are being offered.
They don't do the disaster, they just prepare you.
Correct.
Okay,
yes,
good.
We are not offering free disasters.
That's a good thing.
We do not participate in that.
Okay.
Okay, so this is getting ready for anything from tornadoes to hazardous material spills, flooding, which I know sounds weird to mention flooding in the summer.
Could happen.
Here, but
yeah.
You never know.
Yep.
Hurricane season, I know that those don't directly affect us, but we do get some weather sometime when those happen, and also an influx of folks and things like that. So good to be prepared. So if you go to the website to register, I went through this yesterday, so I know exactly what it looks like. We've got one class right now that's on there for registration, and it's for this afternoon from 2 to 5.
Okay.
I'm assuming you can still register for that and get in there. The classes are being held at the CEOC right there in downtown Bryan, the old Woolsworth building.
Mm-hmm.
They are adding extra classes through the month of September, which happens to be National Preparedness Month.
Okay.
So stay tuned to that registration page, and we'll add those dates as they schedule them and as they get the teachers in place and things like that. The website to get there, we don't have a direct link. You can go to bryantx.gov, hover over the departments link, and then look for emergency preparedness. Or if you want a link itself, just go to the press releases section right there at bryantx.gov, look for this disaster preparedness press release, and I've got it linked on there. So you can look for it that way. We're putting these on. The city is putting it on with our emergency management department is teaming up with the Brazos Valley Council of Governments, and, of course, the Department of Homeland Security. So, cool thing. You'll get a lot of free handouts, and you'll let your family be prepared if a disaster situation should arise here locally. Something that's coming up next week. Yesterday, the Wednesday event at the Claremont's Library was the Animal Day.
Mm-hmm, right. Remember
Bobby
that?
Bobby talking about that.
We did.
They had the little horses and the big dogs and all sorts of strange stuff.
Yeah.
This coming Wednesday, once again, completely free. 10 a.m. to noon. This is the Juneteenth Carnival and the Children's Art Festival. So they're obviously about a week ahead of Juneteenth, but they figured they'd do it before instead of after. So this one is going to have moonwalks, not folks moonwalking, but you know, the inflatable.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bouncy thing.
Correct.
Okay.
Moonwalks, carnival games. They'll have hands-on art booths that kids can participate in. It's all sponsored by the Brazos Valley African American Museum and the Children's Museum. St. Michael's Episcopal School will also have a booth there. There's free ice cream from Schwann's. H.E. Buddy will be there. I always thought it was H.E.B. Buddy.
Yeah, but it's not. It's H.E. Buddy.
H.E. Buddy.
That's his name. Okay.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense.
Anyway, Atmos Energy is generously sponsoring some of those inflatables and the helium balloons that will be passed out as well. Of course, a lot of information there as well for adults, kids, anybody wants to learn about Juneteenth festivities and things of that sort. So that's next Wednesday, a week from yesterday, 10 to noon, free right there at the front lawn of the Mounts Public Library in downtown Bryan. And speaking of Juneteenth festivities, we are coming up, it's not this weekend, but next weekend is the Blues Fest that's coming to downtown Bryan right there at the Palace Theater. And it all kicks off on Friday with the first night of events there at the Palace Theater. All this is completely free. So Friday starts at 7, and that's when you'll have Sonny Nash, William Walker, Damu Ali, Donald Ray Johnson, and the Nat Dove closes it out. At 9:30 Saturday morning is the big Juneteenth parade, and that's going to start at the Carver Elementary School and end at Sadie Thomas Park. And at the end, that's where they'll have activities, contests, things for the kiddos, dance groups, things like that. At 2 o'clock that afternoon, at the Brazos Valley African American Museum, they're going to have a meet and greet with all these musicians who are participating. I think that their goal for that is all these folks that are participating in this event are from Bryan and went to Bryan schools. And so it's kind of a question and answer session to learn more about them, learn more about the history of blues music in the city of Bryan, and to just kind of get to know these folks a little bit better before you watch them perform. So that's at 2 o'clock. All of this is completely free. Saturday at 6 p.m., that's when it starts again. And this is the big musical evening. Saturday's the day to go to if you want to watch all of this stuff. There's a big, long list of musicians. The same ones that performed Friday will also come back Saturday evening as well right there at the Palace.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll go until Nat Dove is supposed to hit the stage about 10:15. So from about 6 is when they have the kind of dedication ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Lasts until about 11 o'clock at night. So
great.
That's the plans in downtown Bryan next weekend for the Bryan, Texas Blues Festival.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Alan Brugman here from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Brain powered robotics. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Two patients with severe paralysis have learned to control a robotic arm using only their thoughts. The work was led by neurologist Lee Hochberg, who's affiliated with Providence VA Medical Center, Harvard Medical School, Massachusetts General Hospital, and Brown University. The patients have brain implants that record activity in their motor cortex, which controls movement. A computer relays the activity to the robotic arm, turning distinctive thought patterns into commands. With lots of practice, the patients learn to mentally control the arm. One of them used it to pick up a coffee mug and take a sip of coffee.
And that was the first time in nearly 15 years since she'd had her brainstem stroke that she had been able to serve herself coffee or serve herself anything.
Hochberg says the ultimate goal is to send thought commands directly to implants in patients' limbs so they can regain some form of voluntary movement. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Hello, I'm Joe Orsak with Marblecraft. If your kitchen or bathroom needs to be updated, Marblecraft specializes in the fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble showers and bathtubs in new and existing homes. For over 12 years, Marblecraft has enjoyed the privilege of serving thousands of homeowners in the Brazos Valley. Let Marblecraft help you make your home the house you've always wanted it to be. Call us today at 846-3881 or visit our showroom at 702 West Carson Street in Bryan.
Acme Glass been around, boy, since 1946, and, you know, when you've been around that long, you've seen it all, done it all, and you know what it takes to take care of your customers when they need you, no matter where they need you and when it is. And Acme Glass does all of that for you, whether it's your home, whether it's your business, whether it's your vehicle. Acme Glass will find a way to get to you and take care of your glass needs, because generally, you need the glass fixed right away. There's going to be maybe safety or security concerns or both, and they understand that, and they address that for you. If you're just too jammed up, just too busy, can't get to their place, they'll come to you. And, of course, they also do other installations, too. They do security mirror installations if you need that. They also have some fabrication having to do with plexiglass. So more than just glass for your vehicle or your home or your business. Also, they're open a half day on Saturdays, which is convenient for you if you need to be using your vehicle on Saturdays or you're working all week and you can't get a piece of glass cut to size to do some work yourself. Acme Glass can do that for you, too. Downtown in Bryan in College Station across from the main entrance of A&M, it's Acme Glass.
Oh, us the money. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. It's a trend that began in the recession and has worsened ever since. Small businesses are waiting longer for big customers to pay their bills, sometimes up to 90 days after the invoice is issued. Turns out the large companies are hoarding cash to bolster their own working capital. Without payments, small businesses have been forced to postpone hiring and expansion. Many don't have enough credit to fall back on these days. The number of Americans who filed for unemployment benefits fell for the first time in more than a month by 12,000 last week to 377,000. Economists thought the fall would be only 3,000. Stock futures are rising after China cut its benchmark lending rate in another bid to revive the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 61 points to 12,480. The Nasdaq rising 14 points and the S&P 500 up 9 points at this time. Again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 61 points. I'm Jen Ursulo with the Dow Jones Money Report.
Futures trading involves substantial risk.
Hi, everyone. I'm Larry Levin, president of TradingAdvantage.com. You've probably seen me being interviewed on CNBC, Bloomberg, or Fox TV. I'm on there a lot talking about the markets. My company is the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional traders. My office is right here in the Chicago Board of Trade, and I've been on the floor for 22 years and ended up being one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. Now I spend most of my time teaching people like you how to professionally day trade mini S&P futures. I actually wrote a book, How I Made $1.9 Million Trading in Only a Few Short Years. Now I'm giving you one of my most successful trading techniques and my daily market report for free. Just leave me your email address on my voicemail. Call 800-827-0407, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily market report at no cost to you. Again, just leave me your email address on my voicemail at 800-827-0407. That's 800-827-0407.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
There is now even more time to shop the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event, now extended for a limited time. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on legendary Sportsman, powerful Rangers, and razor-sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry to Polaris Fun Center before the Polaris XP sales event is over. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where we sell fun, not tractors.
Bravo, Brazos Valley, and it's great to have Teresa Mangapora back. She's the director of the Brazos Valley Food Bank. We talked to her last week about some special events that are coming up having to do with art. And June the 25th at the Hilton, this is a fundraiser called Because Hunger Won't Wait. And this is to fund your capital campaign, Teresa. I want you to talk about the capital campaign itself. It's already going on because you all need to expand. You need more space.
That's absolutely correct. Our current warehouse is in the Brazos County Industrial Park off of 2818.
Right.
And we were fortunate enough to get the land donated that's right adjacent to the current building. It was donated by the City of Bryan. Mm-hmm. So we're very grateful to them. Being able to expand our current facility that's paid off into that land will more than double our current space. The cool part about it, when you break that down, that's actually going to be 3 times more dry food that we can bring in. But the really, really cool part, and I hate to use the word cool twice, but it is cool to me, is we will expand the amount of fresh and frozen food by 5 times that we can bring in. So more of a state-of-the-art freezer cooler. You know, Texas has a wonderful growing season, so produce is where it's at as far as getting more food in, and it's the healthier stuff. So our limitations now are that we have a very small cooler, small freezers, and we have had to turn away donations.
So it literally is the cool part.
It is the cool part. Cool is probably a very outdated term, but to me it is the cool part.
And, I mean, this has got to be very exciting for you because you've been around for 7 years, and you've seen when the shelves are full, you've seen when they're getting empty, and when they're full, they just need to be fuller if only you had more shelf space.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's gotten to the point now where there isn't really a real, real low time anymore. And I do remember when there was, when the summers seemed low. We're crowded. The racks are full most of the time, even the aisle space in between, which makes it hard for the workers. It's not very safe. And again, turning down donations is the last thing that we want to do.
Exactly.
Feeding more people is exactly what we want to do.
We're going to talk about the event in a minute, but this community has really tuned in so much, I think, to the Brazos Valley Food Bank in so many ways. Not only the community, but Texas A&M with the things that they have every year during football season.
Absolutely.
with the Aggies Can Drive and all of that. I think this past year, I think with HEB, they gave you all donations for every sack that the defense got and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a credit to the Brazos Food Bank for really getting out the message of the need of hunger in the Brazos Valley.
We work it. We do. We try to find a way to involve just about anybody. I think a food bank, our food bank, but all food banks in general, children can get involved, seniors can get involved. And that may be volunteering, but it may be collecting your allowance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the kids that were involved in the lemonade stands, we got some of those funds. The kids got to come over and actually see the warehouse, go in the freezers and coolers, and it makes it more real and a better understanding to what we're doing. So A&M is absolutely wonderful to us. It is a little difficult for us in the summer because a lot of those Aggies are gone, so our volunteer base is a little bit lower.
Now, tomorrow in Bravo Brazos Valley, we'll talk more to Teresa Mangapora about the food bank and the event coming up on June 25th, Because Hunger Won't Wait. I'm Tom Turpeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, Attorneys at Law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time, 832, 75 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 90, 50% chance of showers in the far northern portions of the Brazos Valley. Still getting some scattered showers right now. It just doesn't appear to be getting any closer to Bryan College Station or many other places in the Brazos Valley. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, locally and family-owned for five generations. CallawayJones.com. Good morning. College Station voters are another step closer to voting on eight proposed changes to the city charter. City Council voting Wednesday to accept the report from a review committee chaired by former Mayor Lynn McElhaney. She says the committee is available to meet with voters between now and the November general election to explain how they arrived at their recommendations.
The state requires you to have things on the ballot a certain way. And so I think that was the commissioner's concern was the more people that are available to meet with the public and let them know now and even closer in November, then hopefully that our citizens will understand why this is on the ballot.
Council meetings on July 12th and 26th will include public hearings before a final vote is taken. Council made no changes Wednesday to the committee's 29-page report. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan is in Austin next week participating in a meeting of the House Higher Education Committee. This week he was watching the Ways and Means Committee being asked to make changes to the state's business franchise tax.
There are some industries that are categorized incorrectly and therefore had tremendous tax that was due, and they want to get those categorizations correct because it's all by SIC code.
Rainey says the growth in Texas business will offset any marginal loss of revenue by the reclassification. Meantime, the state controller reports the state collected more than $2 billion in May, marking 26 consecutive months of sales tax growth. The total released Wednesday is a 7% increase over last year. The state's tax revenues are higher than forecast, but still not expected to be enough to cover an expected $4 billion budget deficit next year. The man accused of gunning down more than a dozen people at Fort Hood 2.5 years ago has a court date tomorrow.
Major Nadal Hassan is expected to attend as a judge considers a defense motion and other matters at the Central Texas Post. Hassan faces 13 counts of premeditated murder and 32 counts of attempted premeditated murder in the November 2009 shootings. The judge plans to take a defense motion into consideration, which would have the feds pay for the expert services of a neurologist. If convicted, Hassan faces death or life without parole. His military trial is set to start in August. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A Brazos County District Court jury spent only 27 minutes convicting a Bryan man and 2 hours handing down his punishment for selling cocaine in a drug-free zone. 35-year-old Torek McMurray was sentenced to 45 years in prison for the crime in January of 2010. Undercover officers were involved in the transaction that took place in College Station across the street from a child care center. The possible sentence was 10 years to life. A Wednesday morning reg between Snook and Independence closed FM 50 for more than 4 hours.
The Burleson County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call of a tanker truck that had rolled off the roadway on FM 50 just south of the Grass Farm in Burleson County. All available Burleson County units responded to the scene and were being assisted by the Washington County deputies as well.
Christine Liberty of the Burleson County Sheriff's Office says two people sustained minor injuries and were taken to St. Joseph in Bryan. Meantime, a fiery crash last night on Highway 6 at Highway 105 in Navasota left two people injured. It was a wrong-way collision. DPS still investigating that. Amazingly, both people involved expected to survive. And small businesses in Brazos County had their annual recognition Wednesday. The Newman 10 Awards honors the 10 fastest-growing companies the last 3 years. Bryan Rotary Club created the event in 1994. Event chair Reba Ragsdale reminded the audience of what small businesses mean to the local economy.
Did you know that in the Bryan College Station area, approximately 60% of our annual sales are generated by companies defined as small business? That compares to about 37% for the state of Texas and about 41% for the U.S. The small business impact on sales for our community is more than 23 percentage points greater than the state and 19 percentage points greater than the nation.
A Lifetime Business Achievement Award was presented to KBTX, while Kalen Biotherapeutics won the Rising Star Award. You can see the entire list of winners online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:36, 75 degrees right now. The news brought to you by Callaway Jones. More local news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for five generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Now, if you have real estate problems, I'm one that you can come and see. I'm certified as a commercial real estate lawyer, and so in my career, I have handled just about everything. The other day, I had a client come in, turned out to be a developer. He's developing a small tract of land, and he needed an experienced lawyer to help him draft the earnest money contract for each of the purchasers of his property. I handled everything and got it done within a week at a very low fee. And so he was very pleased with what we were able to achieve. He brought the buyer in. There was no real estate broker involved. And so if you have someone that you know is looking for a real experienced real estate lawyer, have him call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more experienced lawyers in the entire Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200 or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called sedation dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
There is now even more time to shop the Polaris XP sales event at Polaris Fun Center. Get huge rebates and great financing during the Polaris XP sales event, now extended for a limited time. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 3.99% on legendary Sportsman, powerful Rangers, and razor-sharp RZRs. Deals this extreme won't last long. Hurry to Polaris Fun Center before the Polaris XP sales event is over. Polaris Fun Center, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where we sell fun, not tractors.
Hey, it's 8:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-292-9775-28.
Over the next few days, a little bit of rain may fall, and we certainly could use it. We've got some sun in the forecast for today. A few clouds as well, perhaps a shower or thunderstorm by late this afternoon. A high in the mid to upper 80s today. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Mixture of clouds and sun developing tomorrow. The chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs in the mid and upper 80s. Clouds, showers, and thunderstorms Saturday. High Saturday in the lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is kind of an interesting idea. Maybe it'll catch on in America, U.S. America. They're not doing it here yet. They're doing it in New Zealand. But if you have a computer, you have a desktop. There's open space on your computer screen. That's the home of your system clock and icons and all those little things, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe some website shortcuts. Now, what if you could help a favorite charity by donating your desktop? Donate Your Desktop is an ingenious idea that uses your wallpaper as an advertising space in a very subtle way. The money generated through these advertisements is directed toward a charitable cause. Users simply have to download an app for Windows or Mac, select a charity of their choice, and sit back to see their desktop background change every day. While donating a desktop costs nothing at all, when you download the app, the company, the Donate Your Desktop, donates 75% of fees received from advertisers to the charity on your behalf. So it's kind of neat. Again, it's in New Zealand right now, and the only ones that you can choose from are like the Breast Cancer Foundation of New Zealand and World Wildlife Fund and all that kind of stuff. So maybe they'll do it in America, but I thought that was kind of an interesting idea.
Why can't we do one for me personally and we just do like a 50-50 split?
Could always try that. It wouldn't be... Wouldn't be a big deal at all. Not at all.
Is that not capitalism?
It is capitalism. Selfish, but capitalism. We're trying to help.
Selfish is by your own definition.
Ah, that's right.
One man's selfishness is another man's opportunity.
Yeah, well, no, I think that's true.
I think I read that in the fortune cookie once.
Probably right. Yeah.
Was that the theme of a recent sermon?
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, did you do
one
that?
One man's selfishness is another man's
go for you.
Ooh, yeah. Now, hear me out, people.
Yeah, right.
Bear with me. Hang on, we're not done.
Yeah. I see you looking at each other out there.
Okay, that's now Dr. Queen of Soul to you. Aretha Franklin received an honorary doctorate in music.
Oh, she didn't wear that hat, did she, at graduation?
I don't think so.
Oh, good.
Now, I mean, what's kind of neat is this wasn't like Antediluvian State College of Delaware or anything. We're talking Princeton.
Really?
She got her a doctorate in music, honorary doctorate in music from Princeton. So, I think she sang.
Man.
Yeah, really.
She can teach at Texas State now.
Just saying. All right, so
they got a good football program there.
Now that Oprah's gone, from the TV landscape, who's the biggest syndicated audience out there? Who's got the biggest audience?
I'm going to go with Rachel Ray.
Okay. Right.
I don't watch. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't watch.
No.
Did you hear him say that?
No, I don't watch the talk shows.
Judge Judy.
Oh, okay.
Judge Judy.
No, I don't watch daytime
talk. He just watched
shows.
Soap operas.
Yeah, she makes about $19 million a year anyway, right? According to the latest May ratings, Judge Judy has 7.9 million viewers. Big Bang Theory. I didn't know that was on during the day.
Well, yeah, it's syndicated.
Never watched it. 7.5 million. And Wheel of Fortune's third.
Okay.
When it comes to your talk shows, Dr. Phil is top.
God, that's gotten slimy. Oh, man.
4 million
viewers. I thought you didn't watch.
Well, I don't. But I saw it once. It was really slimy.
I'll stand back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Doc.
I was too. That's why I just asked the question.
Yeah.
Objection, Your Honor.
Yes.
Dr. Oz with 3 million.
He has posited beyond a shadow of a doubt that he does not watch daytime television, yet I believe that point contradicts his previous point.
Sustained. Hello. Okay.
I reckon she's about to get some respect now.
Okay. All right.
What do you say?
I don't know.
I think you need to think something about the new cell phone carrier.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Maury Povich in at 2.8.
Now that's slimy.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres.
That pops up on the soup every once in a while.
It does. Ellen DeGeneres at 2.7. Anytime they go hitting to people.
Oh, man.
They go in there and start hitting people, then it comes up on the soup. As far as the evening entertainment programs go, Entertainment Tonight. Clear winner.
Here we go home?
Yeah, really. 4.1 million. Yeah, that's fine. So,
I was sitting somewhere yesterday, captive. I couldn't leave. And there was a television there. And the end of Rachel Ray was on, and then the beginning of the really crappy version of The Price is Right that's on now. And
with what's
skinny
his name?
Guy?
Yeah, with Drew Carey.
Yeah.
And man, just underwhelming.
Now, see, you're starting to sound old.
No,
like they can't remember the good old days. They can't remember how good it used to be.
No, it's just I don't know.
Well,
Drew Carey still wants to make it about him. It seems like
that's too bad. And it's interesting because again, if you do talk about that, with the death of Richard Dawson, all of us I'm sure remember watching him. And the way that show went, and try as they may, they never have recaptured what he had.
No.
A show that I really enjoyed from its production values, and I mean that I would actually sit down and watch, was, I guess it was the $10,000 pyramid, then it became the $20,000. I mean,
Dick Clark.
That 60 seconds when they're sitting there trying to get that person to get the right answers.
Oh, and you're yelling at the television.
Right, exactly. I mean, very, very compelling. And that was Bob Stewart, I think, is the creator of that. Really compelling game show type stuff. As opposed to, like you say, okay, I don't know what Jarasanka is. I really don't know how much that would cost.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just maybe people, and again, if you watch it, fine. If you're engaged in it, that's great.
Well, and I'm kind of by game shows like you are by college baseball, okay?
Yeah.
I'm a game show nerd.
Right.
And one thing that I always liked about the pyramid games is when they would go to the winner's circle, they actually had straps in the chair for you to put your arms
Remember
through
that. Yeah.
Because you were not supposed to use your hands.
Yeah.
And so they would have straps for you to use to restrain yourself.
And the other thing that was so great is you did get a chance. Yeah. you get a chance to peek behind the celebrity curtain in that show. And Password was a pretty good show for that, too.
Because you want to know what Nipsey Russell does in his spare time.
I don't know. I thought about that. Just see if you could find some commonality with them.
Just thinking about the one celebrity I always remember being on every game show.
That's true.
Nipsey Russell.
That's what he did.
And, you know, and of course, they'd always tell stories about Hollywood Squares, you know, because what they do is they eat, like, between the Wednesday and Thursday. And sometimes it'd be a longer break because they would, well, they would imbibe.
They would imbibe the rest of the time.
Yeah, yes. And so as a result, you know, by the Thursday or Friday show, they were getting some pretty good answers. And, you know, got a buzz on and getting paid to do that. And I don't know what they got paid, you know, back then. Don't know what they get paid now, but I guess it keeps them in new sport coats or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
Scott?
Hey, Tom?
Yesterday you said you were going to make me defend something about golf.
Oh, yeah, I was.
You said you'd get to it today.
You're dying to listen to you keeping
him on task.
Well, you know, that's my short-term memory kicking in every once in a while.
You're ready to...
Yeah, I mean, do you still have that?
I do. I've got that. Hello.
Do we have time?
Yeah,
I don't want to interrupt the scintillating conversation about golf, but...
we hadn't started it yet, actually.
I don't think you guys mentioned the greatest... daytime show of all time.
Were you in the tub?
Show. It was the gong show.
We're
washing a few dishes here.
Oh, we thought we heard your rubber ducky sinking.
I would have sworn I heard you playing in the bubble bath.
For the day.
the gong show was pretty good television. You're
exactly right. Chuck Barris's like 83rd or 84th birthday was earlier this week.
As a matter of fact, I hate we know that. But yeah, you're right. That was good, but the thing is, it was never. And again, it gave Jamie Farr work. It was never really anything that you. It wasn't compelling. You weren't trying to beat the contestants, right? I mean, that's
no. What, yeah. It was really the precursor to American Idol, but in a much less way.
You're so right. No, exactly. You're so right. All I can think of is the Gong Show when I hear about American Idol. Hello.
Yes, sir. You got me wondering now. On the Hollywood Squares, who was it that used to have the middle square?
Paul Lynn.
Uh-huh. Paul Lynn. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
If you're a male over 30 years of age, then you need to hear this. Do you feel like you're physically over the hill? When you hit the gym, do you get fatigued quickly and find you're still gaining weight every year? Like your age is catching up with you? Complete Nutrition's got the solution. Charger. Charger is a safe and effective formula that replenishes your body's natural testosterone levels back to when you were peaking physically. The result is less fat around your core, more stamina, and an increase in your sex drive. For guys over 30, Charger can be one of the most powerful tools for enhancing and extending your overall quality of life. So if you want to naturally and effectively lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition in the Bed Bath & Beyond Shopping Center next to Panda Express or call 979-703-7987.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2012-2013 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 10th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on. transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2012-2013 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
If you're a business owner, you need to listen to this. Did you know that your brand could be on dozens of rolling billboards for a fraction of the cost of stationary billboards? If you're looking for a unique marketing plan that will really get noticed, putting your brand on the sides of school buses in Bryan and College Station may be just what you've been looking for. Their large, colorful, and innovative designs demand attention. You can't click through them. You can't ignore them. School bus ads offer flexibility in size and location, and school school bus ads help raise funds for your school district. Call 281-962-4390 or visit steepcreekmedia.com.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2012-2013 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 10th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on. transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2012-2013 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
I'd like to take a moment to thank the last caller before we went to the break. I know you guys have had this conversation before. People say, what do you do? Oh, I'm on WTAW.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're on the show in the morning. We talk about stuff. What do you talk about? Sometimes that can be a difficult question to answer. And that, and plus the fact that if for any moment we think that what we're doing here is important or life-changing.
We get called with questions like that?
Yeah. I want to thank you.
Anger, yeah. Covetousness, I could never say that. Lust, gluttony, envy, and sloth are collectively known as what?
Oh, the Bill of Rights.
There you go.
Paul Inley.
Paul mentioned. Okay. All right, a $76 billion industry, 25.7 million players, 38% of U.S. Americans call themselves fans, but is golf a sport?
Oh, there we go.
According to the dictionary, defined of definition of sports, physical exertion and coordination is required, and golf will be included in the Olympics starting in 2016. On the other side, opponents say that golf better meets the definition of game rather than sport. Does not require rigorous physical activity. Can be played professionally by people who are overweight, injured, or
Craig
non-athletic.
Yeah. Like a human walrus.
Okay. Just
they argue that golf is a game of leisure activity and cite golf's 112-year absence from the Olympics as proof that it is not sport.
Well, I would say the same thing about football. It can be played by fat people. It can, you know, you can play it anywhere that there's a grass open field.
Physical
or baseball.
Physical
or tennis.
Physical exertion, I think, is what we're talking about.
Well,
that those are different.
Okay. You go out and walk 72 holes in 4 days, actually 90 holes in 5 days because you play a practice round.
I understand.
And tell me at the end of Sunday if you haven't put out any physical exertion.
Didn't say that. Didn't say you didn't.
Just I'm talking about professional golf.
I understand.
Now. Okay.
Well,
as long as they make the Olympians walk the course.
Oh yeah, well they
because
they,
just like
they better.
Well, but we go back. You remember a few years ago, and the guy's name escapes me, but he was handicapped and he was trying to get the PGA. To let him use a cart.
Yeah,
and that's just wrong. That's against the rules.
I thought it was wrong too. By the way, that guy just qualified for the U.S. Open. Yesterday.
Golf was banned in Scotland in 1457 because King James II worried that people were too distracted by the game to develop archery skills, which they actually needed to protect the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because they told him you couldn't line up with nine irons and save the country.
Yes,
golfer Tiger Woods in 2009 became
the
first.
They put gunpowder in the golf balls. They'd have been
that would have well. They exploded though when you hit them, right?
Right. Maybe not.
Okay. Good. Slingshots.
I'll also answer it this way: Is car racing a sport? Can fat people do that? Yes. Well, you know, not real fat.
You don't see a lot of fat people because that would weigh the car down.
Well, no. There's a guy named name? Tiny Lund, I believe his name. That wasn't very tiny.
Yeah. There's a major difference there, and that is if you make a critical error, it's not like a bogey. Okay?
You know, guys. One thing on our summer to-do list always is to get a haircut. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. Hey, won't you go visit Sonny Brown and his team at Sonny's Barbershop in Bryan? You know, whether it's your first visit or if Sonny's been cutting your hair for 44 years there, you're always treated like a good friend at Sonny's. Good people, good conversation, good stories, and really, really a good haircut. A razor cut or core cut or shampoo or shave. Sonny's at 812 East Villa Maria, right across from the Tejas Center. Sonny's, that's my barbershop.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, I've been thinking about three words lately, Father's Day gifts. And when I think about shopping for my dad, these three words go right along with them, half-price books. Yep, if your dad's like mine, he's probably into all kinds of things. And that's when half-price books really rises to the occasion. New and used books about darn near everything. Heck, last year I gave him a Lamborghini. He's always wanted one. It was about yay big, had the complete history of that bad boy, and tons of photos. At half price, I gave him the world's finest
golf courses, and the Old West, too. My dad's always been a man of his words, and as I grew, so did my passion for reading. When almost everything is half price or less, you can give your dad the world. Show him you're that thoughtful, generous, thrifty person he knows you are. Half Price books, real treasures, and really special Father's Day gifts. On University, just off the bypass, next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
Best sandwich shop, best food delivery, best bakery, best cookies. At last year's Best of the Brazos Valley Awards, Blue Baker took home a lot of hardware. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course, our artisan baked bread. Then be sure to visit bestofthebrazos.com to find out how you can vote for the Best of the Brazos Valley, Blue Baker.
Are you looking for health insurance for your business? Brown & Company Insurance Services offers exactly what you need. Brown & Company will help you discover flexible, affordable programs and services for groups of all sizes. No matter how diverse your company needs may be, Brown & Company has a solution for you.
Obtain affordable group coverage for your business today. Contact me, Brian Brown, at Brown & Company Insurance Services for your free quote, 694-6900. Or on the web at bcins.net.
Being the best at something means that you do it better than everyone else. At Century 21 Bill, we list and sell more homes and real estate in the Brazos Valley than any other agency. As a Century 21 agent, I'm committed to your success. Hi, I'm Jamie Batten, the BCS Real Estate Guy. Buying and selling real estate can be very exciting, yet tedious. I'm eager and ready to help you with your every real estate need. So visit my website at bcsrealestateguy.com or call 979-776-SOLD. That's 979-776-SOLD. Sold.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ugh, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator.
That's hey, good morning.
ConstantComfort.com.
Sorry.
If the counter's not at zero, it's not your turn
yet. I'm looking at something else. Newstalk 1620 WGAW on this date in history.
I love this part.
Former movie star Ronald Reagan became the 33rd governor of the state of California in 1966. An actor as governor. Imagine that.
It'll never happen.
Yeah. And in 1975, this is the reason we celebrate it, Sony introduced the Betamax video cassette recorder for sale to the public. It weighed about 2,700 pounds.
Yeah, television news reporting was never the same.
It was the first VCR. Okay. Yeah. And in 1982, Priscilla opened Graceland to the public. You got a minute.
There you go. Miley Cyrus. Sorry, Chase. Miley Cyrus is engaged to Liam Hemsworth. They're tying the knot.